So, Marvin, what do you want to eat for dinner tonight?
I was thinking we could make a big old pot of green beans. Ugh. We open like 8 cans of green beans and pour it in a pot and put a little bit of salt and pepper, but mostly green beans.
Marvin, no one likes green beans.
But they're healthy for you, and Jeffy needs to eat healthy if he wants to live long.
Why don't we ask Jeffy what he wants to eat?
Because he's going to want like pizza or ice cream or something.
Ooh, pizza and ice cream sound good.
But that's unhealthy, baby. He needs to eat healthy. But I guess we can ask him. Jeffy, get in here!
What do you want, Daddy? I was about to do something.
What do you want for dinner tonight?
Oh, I want a big old bucket of cheese balls.
But you're not going to eat cheese balls for dinner, Jeffy.
Why? I like cheese balls.
They're just balls with cheese on them.
Yeah, that's what I get if I don't shower for 3 days.
That's gross, Jeffy. Look, you're not eating cheese balls. You need to eat green beans.
I hate green beans, Daddy, and you know this. I want cheese balls.
Well, you're not eating cheese balls. You take your hand off that lid. You do not take that lid off. You put that lid back on. You do not grab. You put that cheese ball back. You put that cheese ball back. You don't. Don't you put that cheese ball in your mouth?
I hate green beans.
You need green beans. Green beans aren't healthy. You feel better? That makes you feel better?
Daddy, I think I lost my voice.
You lost your voice? Good. I don't have to hear your voice anymore.
No, Daddy, it really hurts.
Well, I don't care.
Marvin, we need to call a doctor. What if he hurt his throat box?
He did not hurt his throat box. Voice box? Throat box?
Okay,
it's called a voice box, but not
a
throat box.
We need to call a doctor!
Okay, fine, we'll call a doctor.
It really hurts.
Hey there, someone call a doctor? What is going on here?
I don't know what's going on with that, but my son Jeffy, he lost his voice. He went, too hard.
But he did what?
He went, too hard.
He went, What is,
I don't know, it's a sound he makes, but he went, too hard.
Well, was he trying to poop?
Trying to poop?
Well, sometimes when I'm constipated and I try to poop, I go, to like push it out, you know?
I don't think he's trying to poop. Is that what you're trying to do? Apparently that's what he's trying to do.
Okay, so he lost his voice doing that?
Yeah, he can't talk. I try to talk, Jeffy.
I can't talk.
See, he's making that noise when he tries to talk.
Okay, let me get in there and take a look. All right, kid, open your mouth. What, does he not want me to help him? Or?
Jeffy, open your mouth. Don't do this. Just open your mouth.
I can't really see in there. Could you open your mouth wider? Wow, okay. He can dislocate his jaw like a snake. That's cool. Wait a minute. He doesn't have a throat, but this is a puppet.
A puppet?
Yeah, he's just a puppet. So I don't think he lost his voice. I think the guy playing the puppet lost his voice.
Wait, so Lance lost his voice?
Yeah.
Hold on. All right, Lance, what's wrong with your voice? Why does it sound like that?
I lost it when I did the really big noise.
Well, go get a cough drop or drink some water. We gotta finish the video.
I don't think we can finish the video. We're gonna have to cancel filming.
Cancel filming? We've never done that ever. We can't do that. The fans will get mad if we cancel filming.
Rogan, I'll voice Jeffy.
Elena, you can't voice Jeffy. You only play like one character.
Hey, I play Broken Guy's wife, too.
Oh, God, I hate you.
Okay, let me hear your Jeffy voice.
What? Ding.
Oh, God, that's awful.
I don't even know.
Hey, Poopy, just put Broken Guy down and you try to voice Jeffy.
Okay, I'll try. All right, so what do you want me to do?
I
want to
hear your Jeffy voice. You might be able to play Jeffy.
Oh, God. Okay, What doing? Want to see my pencil?
That's perfect.
What?
All right, Lance, Poopy's going to play Jeffy.
You're just going to replace me like that?
Oh, you know how he gets whenever I try to play his characters? He gets all jealous.
Oh, Lance, don't cry.
Jeez, this is what I'm talking about.
Let's go talk to him.
Stupid lake.
Lance, why are you throwing rocks at the lake?
I'm finished. My voice is gone from playing Jeffy. It's never coming back.
Oh my God, he's such a drama queen.
I can go to the store for tea and honey for your voice.
That doesn't work. None of your spiritual stuff works. All right, Lance, look, you've lost your voice playing Jeffy before. It'll come back.
Not like this. This time I'm done. I think I'm going to retire.
Retire?
Oh my God, does this mean I can finally play his characters?
Logan, is he serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Look, I can do a mean Mr. Goodman. Check it out.
Breaking news, okay?
Well, that's perfect. I like that. Let's go film.
Yeah. So I really get to play Jeffy?
Yeah, your voice sounds just like Jeffy. The fans won't tell the difference.
Awesome. I've always wanted to play him.
All right, so this is what's going to happen in the scene. So you're going to play Jeffy, and you're going to go, oh, I got my voice back. And then Brooklyn Guy, can you play Brooklyn Guy and Jeffy at the same time?
Can I play Brooklyn Guy and Jeffy at the same time? Of course I can. I'm Poopy. You see how long these arms are for some reason? I can do anything. Like Dr. Octopus over here. Except I only have the two arms. And they're not made of metal. And I'm not Alfred Molina. I'm Poopy. So I don't really know why I said all that.
Well, look, just grab Jeffy. Grab Brooklyn Guy. Let's get this scene.
Okay.
Hey, Daddy, my voice came back.
Whoa, his voice came back.
His voice is back.
It's a miracle.
We're so glad your voice is back, Jeffy.
Well, I guess I did my job.
So, Jeffy, you learned not to scream like that ever again. It can hurt your voice.
I sure did, Daddy.
All right, guys, let's go eat some green beans.
I hate green beans, dagnabbit.
Oh, you... Poobie, you have to watch this scene. It was so good.
Oh, I don't have to watch it. I know it was good. Everything I do is gold.
Your Jeffy voice is just so perfect.
I know. And hey, I'm not gonna lie. I've been practicing for this moment. And just between you and me, I think my Jeffy voice is better than Lance's.
It is better than Lance's.
Why does Jeffy sound country?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't get it.
It doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good. How can it not sound good? I'm Poobie. I can imitate any character. Name a character. Jar Jar Binks, off the dome. Got it. Misa Jar Jar Binks. Killed it.
Logan, his voice for Jeffy is terrible. Jar Jar Binks spot on, but Jeffy is bad.
Can you do her voices too so we can fire her?
Oh, I mean, I could try.
He can't do my voices. I'm a girl.
Move aside, chump. Check this out. I'm going to do Marvin's wife or girlfriend or whatever she is now.
Oh, Marvin, we should let Jeffy do things.
Okay, well, you can't do Brooklyn Guy's wife.
That's even easier.
Boiny!
Yeah, you're fired. You're so good, Poobie. Oh, okay, can you do Chef Pee-Pee's voice?
Oh, yeah.
Junior!
Okay, I'm firing LaBelle. It's just going to be me and you, buddy. Me and you against the world. We're going to do all these videos. Right, let's get the next scene.
Hold on, Logan. You know what else I can do?
What? No, you can't do that.
Oh, yeah, I can do it.
Well, you can't do that.
Yep, I can hold the camera, too.
Well, you can't play Marvin.
Oh, Jeffy, oh, stop it.
No, you can't do this. You can't take everyone's characters.
Oh, I can, and I did. Now get out of here. And we're going to change the name of the channel to Super Poobie Poobie. It's going to be SPP now.
Hey, Elena.
Don't talk to me, Logan. I don't want my job back, even if you beg me.
Well, look, Poobie just fired me.
Poobie fired you?
Yeah, it turns out he can hold the camera and play my characters.
Ha!
Well, this is serious. He's going to take over the channel.
I don't think that he can play all our characters and film it all and edit it all.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't think Poobie could do that either.
Hey, losers. Check this out.
I'm Marvin.
Jeffy, stop it. And I'm filming it. Your careers are over, chumps.
God, I never thought Poobie was such a jerk.
I know, he really is.
But what are we going to do? We can't let him take over the channels. Oh, we should call the cops.
He plays the cops.
Oh, you're right, he does. Oh, we can call Lance. Lance plays a cop. Oh, his voice is gone. What are we going to do?
Logan, it's your house. We can just walk in.
Oh, you're right. Let's just walk in and let's take the channel back.
Okay.
Okay, where do you think he's at?
And go.
Daniel, my green beans. Jimmy, stop it.
Man, I am killing it today.
I think he's upstairs.
Okay, let's go upstairs and try to ruin his filming.
All right, next scene. And go.
I don't want to eat green beans, Daddy. Oh, Jeffy, you gotta eat your green beans. Oh, Marvin, let him do what he wants to do.
Oh, my God. I'm controlling three characters at the same time. I even have one on my foot. I am a god.
Hey, Poobie.
What do you want, loser? Hold on, let me put my puppets down. All right, what do you want? And make it quick, because I got to finish filming this video. I have to edit it and upload it tonight.
Well, me and Elena were talking, and we decided that you can't do this.
Are you sure? Because it looks like I'm already doing it.
Well, you might be doing it, but the fans aren't going to like it. They're going to hate that you're playing every character.
Are you completely sure about that?
I'm 100% sure about that.
Huh, okay. I'll tell you what. I'm going to finish this video, and then I'm going to upload it. And if the fans hate it, then we'll just go back to the way things were. But if the fans love this video, then you and Elena have to quit forever.
That's a deal.
What? I didn't agree to this.
Look, the fans are gonna hate it. It sucks. Let's make the deal. All right, it's a deal.
All right, shake on it.
All right.
All right, I'm gonna go edit. I don't know how to do that, but I'm gonna figure it out. All right, I uploaded the video, and it already has 10 million views and 10 million likes.
10 million views and 10 million likes? None of our videos ever got that many likes.
How is that even possible?
Because my shit don't sing, brah. All I make is hits.
Well, let me see this video.
Okay, but get ready for your eyes to melt from all the awesomeness.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school today? Oh, it was great, Daddy. I got an F on my report card. Ooh, boy, you got an F? Oh, you're gonna get it now. You're grounded. Oh, Marvin, an F just means that he's doing fantastic. Exactly, Daddy.
Oh, cut. All right, that was great. It was perfect. Oh, I'm on fire. So what do you think?
That wasn't even good.
It was only 23 seconds long.
No. The comments say otherwise. Let's take a look here. Okay, Dylan says, best video I've ever seen. I think Poobie should play everyone from now on. Well, guess what, Dylan? I am. That's exactly what I'm doing. And Cindy says, I honestly want a whole series of this. Well, congratulations, Cindy, because I'm running the whole channel now. Louis says, absolutely perfect in every way. Sorry, Logan, but I can't go back to your videos now that I've seen what Poobie can do. Hope you understand.
Well, those are just a few comments.
Oh, yeah? Well, Optic says Poobie's an amazing director. Oh, and look, this was totally worth watching. This is a masterpiece. This is such a masterpiece.
things. This is beautiful. What an amazing performance by Pooby. Oh, thanks, Owen. Oh, look at this. We need more videos like this. The acting is spot on. I'm shacking and crying right now. 10/10 life-changing. I changed that kid's life. And look, another 10 out of 10. Perfect video. Truly a cinematic masterpiece. Quite possibly the best piece of media I've ever seen from Super Pooby Poops.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, that's right. You ain't got shit on Pooby, so get steppin'.
A deal's a deal.
Just like that?
We have to go. It's a deal. Well, Elena, I guess this is the end of our channel since Pooby's better than us.
I guess I'll move back to Maryland.
I mean, you always move back there. Where's that noise coming from?
It's coming from that closet!
Let's see what's inside. But Pooby?
Are you okay?
Mm-mm. Wait. If Pooby's right here, then who's that upstairs?
I don't know!
Wait, let's take the tape off his mouth.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Ow!
Wait, Pooby, what happened?
Some maniac who looks just like me tied me up and threw me in here.
Wait, let's go see who that is.
What? You're not gonna untie me first?
You did good, Lance. You did good. You made the entire crew think Pooby's an asshole. That'll teach them for playing my characters.
Oh my god!
Lance!
Oh, rats!
Well, I don't understand. Why do you have a Pooby costume?
Because I didn't want Pooby playing my characters!
What are you talking about?
Well, you remember when we were down by the lake after I lost my voice? You guys were walking back to the house, so I grabbed Pooby and I tied him up and I threw him in the closet because I didn't want to play in my characters. Then I went to the store and I got honey and tea, and that fixed my voice!
I knew it!
Yeah, and then I was like, you know what? I don't want Logan and Elena hanging out with Pooby anymore. So I dressed up like Pooby, and then I was mean to you guys to make you guys hate Pooby.
Well, then how'd you get the video with the 10 million views?
Oh, I just photoshopped it.
Hey, guys. Remember me? The one you left tied up in a closet? Oh, hey, Lance. Dick.
Sorry, Pooby.
No, sorry, Pooby. This is a crime.
Guys, let's all just calm down, okay? We have to finish Jeffy Loses His Voice. So, Lance, play Jeffy.
Are you kidding me? We're not going to do this now.
Going to be doing animal dissection. So each of you should have a dead animal on your desk, and you're going to cut it open with the kitchen knife I gave you.
Oh man, this is so awesome. I get to cut open a frog and see what its insides look like. Hey Cody, what animal did you get?
I get a pig.
Blah! You got your mom! That means you get to see what the inside of your mom looks like. Every guy knows what that looks like.
Ha! Your mom's a hoe! No, she's not.
Hey, you know the last time your mom was cut open was when you were born because you were a C-section?
Ha! C-section! I wasn't a C-section!
Yeah, you were.
What? Teacher, why are we playing with knives? It seems really dangerous.
Hey Cody, get! But no, damn it! Don't throw that!
Watch, I'm gonna throw it when you least expect it.
Teacher, can I move desks, or can you at least tell Joseph to cut it the hell out?
Crass, be careful with a knife. You could poke your eye out with that thing.
Hey!
Look, he caught it!
Well, Cody, are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. I have a knife in my eye. Teacher, I'm gonna go to the nurse.
See, Crass, that's why I told you to be careful. That's why you should always be wearing your safety goggles, even though I didn't provide any to you. And you can thank the school funding for that. But anyway, back to the animal dissection. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna cut down the abdomen of the animal that you have and pull out the stomach.
Whoa, dude! I cut his skull open, now I'm gonna get his brains out! Oh, look at how squishy it is!
But Joseph, you were supposed to cut open his stomach!
But dude, I wanted to play with his brains! Look, watch this! Splat! Sticky!
Oh, that's so awesome! No, I'm gonna get my brain out. Hey, Joseph, look! I got mine's brain out!
Aw, oh, dude! I bet you won't throw it at the chalkboard!
I bet I will!
Oh, do it, dude!
After you get the stomach... Hey! Who threw the brain? Hey! I know the brains look fun and squishy, but don't throw the brains at the board! Maybe after Crass.
Sorry, teacher.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Cody, I didn't know you were a pirate.
I'm not a pirate, Junior.
Then why do you have an eye patch?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because Joseph stabbed me in the eye, and then the nurse had to put a band-aid over it, but it didn't help because I'm permanently blind for life. Thanks, Joseph.
Oh, you're welcome, buddy.
Did I miss anything?
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to cut out your animal's brain and throw it as hard as you can at the board.
Really?
Yeah, he said like, we could do it for fun.
Okay.
And if you look up to the right, you'll be able to see your animal's heart. Who threw the brain?
Cody did it.
Cody, principal's office now!
But they said I was supposed to do it. The brain I was supposed to throw at the board.
No!
Screw you guys.
Sorry, Cody.
I hate this class.
Oh, I don't want to cut open this froggy.
What's wrong? It's already dead. Look at my pig. Look at his guts and his wiener.
Oh, Okay, I guess I gotta cut open this froggy.
I think so, Doobies.
You can talk?
Of course I can talk. I got 14 tadpoles and a missus at home. Please don't kill me.
I don't want to kill you, but my teacher says I have to.
No, you don't. You can hide me. Listen, I was captured against me will, and I've been playing dead ever since. Please don't let me die.
Well, I guess I can get you out of here. I can take you home and show you to my daddy.
Thank you so much.
All right, Crass, real quick, important announcement. You are not allowed to take your animals home. That's school policy, okay? So I'm going to come around to Crass, and I want you to show me your animal stomach.
Oh, no! What do we do?
Hide me and say I'll run away.
Oh, that's a good idea. Where to hide you? Oh, I know. Hurry, jump inside my diaper.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, where's your animal stomach? Wait, Jeffy, where's your animal at?
He got up and ran away.
What? He ran away? Crass, everyone be on the lookout for a frog. Jeffy, do you know where we get these animals from? Area 51. Because they're extremely intelligent, but very, very dangerous. So we have to kill them and dissect them to prevent them from taking over the world. But don't worry, Jeffy. I will not rest until I find your frog. All right, Crass, everyone can go home for the day. But make sure your animal is dead before you leave. And if you see that frog, make sure you call me directly.
All right, Mr. Froggy, let's get out of here.
Thank you so much. Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
Guess what's in my pants? It's green and covered in warts.
What? Jeffy, if it looks like that, it's been infected. What have you been doing to it?
Well, Daddy, I had it out on my desk at school, and the teacher wanted to see it, so I put it in my pants and I came home.
What? Jeffy, if your teacher wanted to see it, we have to call the cops. There's something wrong with him. And we have to call a doctor because it's green and covered in warts. That means there's something wrong. Jeffy, your wee-wee's not supposed to look like that.
Well, it's not my wiener, Daddy.
Oh, well, then what is it?
Well, close your eyes and turn around, and I'll pull it out and show you.
I'm scared, but okay.
Thank God I'm out of there. Don't you ever change your diaper.
All right, Dan, you can turn around now.
What, it's a frog?
Well, yeah, I'm a frog.
Oh, my God, I can talk!
Oh, of course I can talk. You see my cousin in them commercials? Did you know that you can save 15% or more in 15 minutes on car insurance? Something like that.
Well, Jeffy, where'd you get a talking frog at?
Well, I got it from school. The teacher wanted me to cut him open, and so I saved his life.
That's true. He's my hero.
Aw, Marvin, Jeffy saved that frog's life.
Well, frog, it's time for you to go back outside where you came from.
Well, you know, this frog has a name.
What's your name?
Frogger.
Well, Frogger, you can go back outside, you can get ran over by cars and pee on plants or whatever you need to do.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. All right. Well, Jeffy, I'll see you later, mate. Thanks for everything.
All right, bye, Frogger.
Marvin, I'll see you later, too.
Okay, bye. All right, Jeffy, no more bringing amphibians into the house.
What about frogs?
Frogs are amphibians, Jeffy.
Well, then why didn't you just say that instead of saying amphibians or something?
Oh, Jeffy, look, just no more bringing animals into the house, okay? So go to your room.
All right, Daddy.
Gotta call the chief.
Hello, who's this?
You know who this is.
Sergeant Frogger, you made it out alive, you son of a bitch.
I told you I'd make it out.
Great job, Sergeant. Now you know what to do.
Oh, yeah. Kill all humans.
Make them pay for all those frogs that died in those school dissections.
With pleasure.
What was that?
Sorry, I got a frog in my throat.
Hope it's not my wife.
Oh, man, I don't know what to cook tonight.
Oh, hello there.
Wait, is that a frog? Oh, I can make frog legs. Hey, give me your legs, Froggy.
Or we can make something different tonight. How about Chef Arms?
Chef Arms?
Yeah. Ah! One down, billions to go.
All right, baby, what movie do you want to watch tonight?
Ooh, let's watch a scary movie.
But which one do you want to watch?
You should watch Scream.
Ah! Roger, what are you doing here?
Oh, hi there, Marvin. You want to know what I'm going to do with this knife?
What?
I'm going to stab you in the rib. It will hurt. Get it? I'm going to stab you in the rib. It will hurt. Ribbit will hurt. Ribbit. I'm a frog. Frog say ribbit.
You're going to kill me with how long you're explaining this joke.
Why are you trying to kill us?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because humans have been slicing up frogs for years. I think I'm going to slice you up.
Oh, no.
Marvin, what do we do?
Look, there's a fly.
Oh, you think I'm going to fall for that? Ooh, get over here, little bugger.
Run!
Hey, come back here.
Run in the pantry, run in the pantry.
Boy, get back here, you.
Oh, baby, close the door, close the door.
I know you're in there.
Marvin.
can call the cops.
Wait, let me get my phone. Come on, answer the phone. It's the phone.
911, what's your emergency?
Oh, yes, please send help. Help, help, help.
Okay, what's going on?
There's a frog.
A frog?
Yeah, a big scary frog.
Sir, you're a grown man. Why are you afraid of a frog?
Because he's trying to kill me.
Okay, sir, I think you have ranidophobia. That's a fear of frogs.
Yeah, I have ranidophobia. I ran the away from this frog trying to kill me.
Okay, frogs can't kill you. They're not dangerous. Except for poison dart frogs. They can kill you. They're very dangerous. They're all colorful. They look like candy, but if you eat them, you'll die. Is it a poison dart frog?
No, it's a really big frog.
Marvin, don't forget to tell him about the knife!
But who is that?
It's the frog! He can talk!
A talking frog?
Yeah, and he has a knife!
Sir, are you on something? Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay! He's trying to kill me!
Okay, sir, I think I could call you an ambulance so they can get you mentally checked out.
No, please just come help me. The frog's trying to kill me. Look, I'm in my pantry, and he's trying to kill me, and he said he's gonna stab me in the rib. It'll hurt. He said he'll stab me in the rib. It will hurt. Ribbit?
Ribbit? Oh, this is a prank call! Bye!
No!
Marvin, open the door.
Marvin, it's not locked.
Did you say it's not locked?
Oh, no.
Open the door! Open the door! Marvin, open the door!
Hey, Mr. Froggy, what doing?
Oh, hey there, Jeffy. Me and your parents are just playing hide and seek.
Why do you have a knife?
Oh, we were just about to cut some cake and have some fun.
Help, Jeffy, help!
Why is she screaming?
She's saying, help! Cut the cake! She wants to help cut the cake, so that's what I'm trying to get in here.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh, they're showing at the door. I'll go get it.
Yeah, go get it. Marvin! Here's Froggy!
Hello?
Jeffy, there's a tracker in the frog, and I tracked it to your house. Get to safety. I'll handle the frog.
Okay.
Come on, Marvin! I just want to slice you open!
Father, we meet again.
Jackie Chu, what are you doing here?
You should have never escaped, because your death would have been quick and painless. But now you suffer.
Now you're going to be the one that suffers long and painful.
We'll see about that. Two in the pig, one in the sea!
Oh, no, please. Give me a second chance. I'll change.
It looks like I'm eating frog legs tonight.
Thank you so much, Jackie Chu, for saving our life.
Mm-hmm.
We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin, today's been a weird day.
Every day's a weird day in our life.
True.
Hey, Danny, look what I found. Can I keep him?
Well, no, Jeffy, you can't keep any random animals that you found outside.
Marvin, what could go wrong with a pig?
Well, the frog tried to kill us.
That was a frog.
I guess you're right. I guess you can keep the pig.
Hey, Chief, they don't suspect a thing. We'll finally get payback from all that bacon they've been eating.
Excellent!
Today, we're going to be learning about the digestive system. So I'm going to be eating some very authentic Asian cuisine, this bologna sandwich. And I'm going to eat it, and we're going to see how long it takes my body to digest the sandwich, and see how long it takes for me to crap my pants.
Is this my son Jeffy's classroom? He forgot his lunchbox.
You're over there.
Okay, thank you so much. Oh, Jeffy Poo, you forgot your lunchbox.
Ha ha, how embarrassing.
Daddy, what are you doing here?
You forgot your lunchbox.
All right, Daddy, thank you. Now leave.
It's a Lunchable with a Capri Sun.
Okay, Daddy, thank you. Leave.
Wait, that's your dad?
Yeah.
Ha ha, your dad's bald. Ha ha, bald dad.
I'm not that bald. That is very rude, young man. What if I made fun of your cone-shaped head?
Well, I'd say at least I have hair on it.
Well, I want to speak to your parents, young man. What's their number?
Okay, their number is 1-800. Get some hair, Baldy.
All right, Daddy, leave. Just leave.
Okay.
Look at the bald guy leaving. What a bald way to leave.
Don't you make fun of my daddy!
Hey, stop fighting just because he's that bald!
Hey, Marvin, did you drop off Jeffy's lunchbox?
I did.
What's wrong, Marvin?
One of the kids in Jeffy's class said I was bald.
Aw, Marvin, that's not completely wrong.
I'm not bald. I have hair on the side of my head.
You're kind
of
bald, Marvin.
Well, I look like that guy on TV. Who's that really hot guy on TV? Dr. Phil. I look like Dr. Phil.
Ew, Dr. Phil's not hot.
Jesse's super hot, and every girl wants a doctor. And I also look like The Rock. I look like The Rock.
You do not look like The Rock.
I look like The Rock. The Rock's bald. I'm kind of bald. I also look like Steve Harvey.
Ooh, Steve Harvey's hot.
Yeah, I look just like Steve Harvey.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Wow, gang. Thanks for embarrassing me.
How did I embarrass you?
Because you're bald, and now all the kids in school know that I have a bald daddy.
Well, I bet some of the other kids' dads are bald.
Well, they didn't see the other kids' dads. They saw you and your bald head.
Well, look, just tell them when you're older that bald is considered sexy. Right, baby?
Uh-huh.
See?
Yeah, gang, I'm not going to sit there and let the kids keep bullying me. Can we get a marker or something and color in your hair?
No, Jeffy, look, there's not much I can do about being bald. I guess I can call a doctor and see what the options are.
Good.
Okay, I'm going to call a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor. So, I'm going bald.
Haha, you're bald, baldy. You're so bald.
Yeah, so someone called me bald today, and I don't want to be bald anymore.
Yeah, of course not. Because of how bald you are, look at your bald head.
Well, aren't you going bald?
Don't touch me.
I'm just saying, aren't you going...
You bald bitch?
No, I'm just saying, aren't you...
Loser.
Hey, let him up.
Yeah, let me get up.
Yeah, okay. You're lucky your wife's here.
Well, aren't you going bald?
Yeah, but look, see? I can just show you. You don't have to touch me. Weirdo.
Stop pushing me. Look, I don't want to be bald anymore. What can I do?
Well, look, being bald is just part of aging for some people. Some people look really good bald. Like Poobie. He's hot. What's up? See?
Well, yes, Poobie is super hot and bangable.
Uh-huh.
And like, nobody could be like Poobie.
Damn right.
So, since we can't be like Poobie and be like as sexy as him, like, what do? Like, can I get hair implants?
Oh, yeah, I can give you hair implants.
Oh, thank God.
How much are they?
Oh, they're about $100,000.
Well, I can't afford that.
I know you can't, broke boy.
Well, there has to be a cheaper option.
Yeah, okay. You could, look these nuts.
What's a cheaper option?
Okay, well, you could just try, like, buying a hat.
Well, I guess I could buy a hat.
Yeah, just be like a hat guy, you know? And then nobody could see your little bald little baby head. What? Little bald little baby bitch. Look at that little head of yours.
I'll buy a hat!
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna go to the hat store and I'll call you if that doesn't work.
Alright, let me know if you want those implants.
I'm gonna go buy a hat.
Marvin, please don't buy a hat.
No, look, I gotta try every option. I don't wanna embarrass Jeffy anymore. What's up, thang?
What?
Well, I don't want to assume what you are, baby. What are your pronouns? Mine is his, him, he.
That doesn't make any sense, Marvin. And why does your hat say YOLO?
Well, I went to the hat store, and I got this hat on clearance. The guy at the store said every kid's saying YOLO these days.
Do you even know what YOLO means?
Yeah, when kids answer the phone, they go, ring, 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 YOLO.
I don't think that's right.
And then when they're swimming in the pool, they play Marco YOLO. Marco YOLO, hey!
That doesn't sound right either, Marvin.
Baby, you're being really sus right now.
What?
Yeah, you're not being lit. And Jeffy needs a lit father, so I'm going to be on fire for him. I'm the hottest thing since sliced bread.
But sliced bread is room temperature.
You're being sus again, baby. Jeffy, get in here.
What's up, Daddy?
What's up, son?
Did you just have a stroke?
No, Jeffy, I'm being lit.
Okay, you're definitely having a stroke. Mommy, can you call the doctor?
No, Jeffy, look, I'm just trying to be, like you know, relevant and hip and cool for you and your friends.
This is more embarrassing than you being bald.
No, when your friends see me, they're going to be like, he's so lit. Period, poo.
What's period poo?
I don't know. I googled like the top 10 things kids are saying these days, and period poo is one of them. So I think period poo means when a girl takes a dump and it's her time of the month.
Oh,
period poo!
Okay, Marvin, we're gonna move the hat so it looks like this now.
Yeah, Dad, you look like you're gonna go deliver pizzas!
This hat is lame like this, unless I could put like a big red M on the front of it.
No, I don't think that's a good idea, Marvin.
Baby, I think you need to take a period poo.
What?!
Oh, my hat fell off.
Yeah, well, I think we should leave it off, too. No cap.
What? No, yeah, no cap. Yeah, lit. Sus. Sus. Everything. He's being sus, everybody. Okay, look. I need a hat because I can't afford $100,000 hair implants. I guess we could just turn on the TV and hope a cheaper option shows up.
Hello! I am Dr. Friedrich Finkelschitz, and I have shaved my head to demonstrate my newest product, Dr. Finkelschitz. Hair spritz! Are you tired of being bald? Well, worry no more, because one spritz of Dr. Finkelschitz hair spritz, and you will no longer be bald. Now watch this. Now we wait for 5 seconds. Whoa! It worked! Yes! Now, if you would like a full head of hair like me, all you have to do is order Dr. Finkelschitz hair spritz for just $19.95. Order now!
Oh my God, I'm gonna order that right now.
Oh, Marvin, those infomercials are always a scam.
I guess you're right. I guess I'll go back to wearing the hat.
Nope, order it.
I'll go order it right now.
Period poo.
Come on, come on, hurry up with my package, come on. It's here! Hello?
Did you order Dr. Fingershitz's hairspray?
I sure did.
Well, here you go.
Thank you so much. Where's my 5 cents?
What?
Yeah, you said it was 1995.
What? Really?
Yeah, so I gave you a 20, so you owe me 5 cents.
You don't need the 5 cents.
I do need the 5 cents. I'm very stingy.
It's part of the shipping. How about that?
Okay.
Just take the spray.
Guys, the hair spritz came in. Baby, spray the top of my head.
Okay.
I want to watch.
Just hurry up and do it.
What do I do?
Spray the top of my head.
Okay.
Ah! What's wrong?
I got it in my eyes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeffy.
Oh, what's going to happen?
I don't know. Daddy, I can't see anything.
Marvin, that's so much hair.
But it means it works. All right, baby, spray the top of my head.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, just spray my head. I want hair.
Okay.
Oh, I'm scared.
Did it work?
Yes, Marvin, you have so much hair.
I do? I bet I look so sexy. I'm going to look in the mirror.
Mommy, can you shave my head?
Sure, Jeffy. Let's just wait till Marvin gets back.
Oh, my God. I'm so hot. Look at my full head of hair. Oh, my God. I'm gorgeous. I could look at myself all day.
Mommy, it's been hours.
I know, Jeffy. I can go check on him. Marvin, it's been 3 hours and you're still staring at yourself in the mirror?
Baby, look at me. Look at all my hair. I'm hot.
Marvin, you're not that hot.
Of course I'm hot, baby. You're just jealous you don't have as much hair as I do.
Marvin, your hair's a mess.
Baby, I understand. You're jealous because a bunch of girls are going to want me now that I have hair. But you have to trust me. I'm not going to cheat on you.
Marvin, no one cares about your hair that much.
Everyone cares about my hair, especially me. Ooh, the doctor. I can call him back and get revenge.
Hey there, someone call a doctor again?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, Baldy, is that you?
Baldy? I don't know anyone who's bald.
Whoa.
Wait, don't touch my hair!
Hey, don't push me!
What's wrong? You wish you weren't bald?
Stop!
Are you a little bald spot boy?
What? Don't call me that!
Marvin, stop bullying him!
He bullied me, so now that I have hair, I can get revenge. Hey! What? Little bald spot! Hey, let's check out that bald spot!
No!
Whoa! Hey, world! He's going bald! Hey, Baldy! Baldy!
You mean!
Marvin, that's so rude!
Oh, he shouldn't be bald, and my nuts are rude. Okay, I'm gonna use some more hairspray. I need some more hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No, I'm crying in your son's bed.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It's a little weird.
Marvin's being mean.
I know. That hair's changed him.
How do you even grow all that hair anyway?
He used Dr. Finkelschitz hair spritz.
Oh, no. Don't you know what that stuff does?
No, what?
Well, if you use too much of it, the hair, like, takes over your brain and you turn into a hair monster.
Oh, no. What do we do?
We gotta shave Marvin's head before the hair takes over.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, Marvin, we got something for you.
Oh, my God!
Jesus Christ!
You guys like my new hair?
Well, yeah, kinda.
Marvin, that hair's ridiculous!
You're just jealous that you don't have as much hair as I do.
Marvin, that hair's gotta go. Oh, my God, it's a monster!
You said it was gonna turn into a monster!
Well, I lied. That was just an excuse to shave his head so I could bully him again.
What?
Okay, look, I'm gonna shave it anyway.
You're not gonna shave my hair. Get him, Harry.
Oh, Harry, that's a very creative name. Oh, God, it's eating me alive!
Oh, my God! I did it.
Oh, no. My hair. My beautiful hair. Why'd you shave it off?
Marvin, that hair turned you into a monster.
But, like, why'd you shave me bald? You could have left a little bit of hair.
Because, Marvin, I love you just the way you are.
Aww.
Ha ha, Baldy, you're bald again.
Well, you still have that bald spot on the back of your head.
Yeah, you're right.
Marvin, aren't you glad that all that hair's gone off your head?
No, not at all. I wish I had the hair back on my head. But I guess I still can wear the hat.
Oh, no, not the hat.
What's wrong with the hat?
Oh, just wait.
Yo, what's up, my brother? Marco, YOLO, hey!
God, I preferred the hair monster.
Well, you guys are being sus. Hey, baby, why don't you go take a period poo?
What?
It's what girls do in the bathroom.
So, who's gonna shave my head?
Ooh, let me do it.
Well, hey, how about I do it? Because you guys are acting sus, am I right?
A Star Wars movie marathon where we watch all 11 movies?
What? There's 11 Star Wars movies?
Yeah, Marvin, you have to start with Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, Solo, Rogue One, A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, Force Awakens, Last Jedi, Rise of Skywalker!
Okay, fine. We can try to watch all those movies, but I can't guarantee I'll stay awake during all of them.
Yes. Meow. Meow. Meow.
Stop it, Jeffy.
Meow.
Stop it. We're trying to watch a movie.
Meow.
Stop it.
Meow.
Knock it off!
I wonder what's going to happen next.
I can tell you what's going to happen next. We've seen this movie like 50 times. I can tell you what's going to happen. The Darth Vader guy is like the dad or something.
Yeah.
Meow.
Jeffy!
Meow.
Stop it!
Meow.
Stop it, Jeffy!
Meow.
I said stop it!
No, don't you dare do the diaper thing. I don't want to see...
Meow, 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 meow.
Stop it, Jeffy!
Marvin, turn off the movie!
It's not too loud. I can still hear the meowing. You are grounded.
Why?
Because we're trying to watch a movie.
Why?
Because we want to watch it.
Why?
Because we can do that.
Why?
Stop it.
Why?
Who's at the door?
Okay, I answered the door.
No.
Can Jeffy answer the door?
No, Jeffy can't answer the door. Just stay here and keep beating on your cat piano. Hello?
Hello, sir. Is your name Marvin?
Yeah, why?
Well, my name's Mr. Goodman, and I'm the superintendent of your local school district, and I was coming by to congratulate you on the adoption of your new son, Jeffy.
Well, no. I did not adopt Jeffy. He's just staying here until we find his parents. The cops are looking for him.
But are you his legal guardian?
No, I'm not. No, he just lives here, and I watch over him until they find his parents.
So, legal guardian. And by law, since you are Jeffy's legal guardian, you're responsible that Jeffy knows every single subject on this piece of paper. And I'll be coming by tomorrow to test him on it.
Well, what if I refuse to teach him all that stuff?
Well, if you refuse to teach him all this stuff and he fails the exam, then you go to jail.
Well, go to jail? I don't want to have to do all that.
Well, tough. Here, I'll be back tomorrow.
What's that for, Marvin?
I want you to shoot me in the head.
What? Why?
Because this guy showed up at the door and said I have to homeschool Jeffy or I'm going to go to jail. And he says we have to teach him all this stuff. His ABCs, count to 10, math, English, art, color, and at least one sport.
Well, what's so hard about that?
Meow. 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 Meow.
Oh, just shoot me in the head. It'd be easier.
Marvin, it'll be fine. Let's start with the ABCs.
Meow.
Jeffy, you ready to learn your ABCs?
Meow. I love animals. My favorite animal is a carrot.
Oh, just shoot me in the head, please.
Marvin, it'll be fine. Come on, Jeffy, let's learn your ABCs. All right, Jeffy, are you ready to learn your ABCs?
ABC?
Yes, Jeffy, you have to learn your ABCs by tomorrow or Daddy goes to jail.
Why?
Because God hates me.
Oh.
All right, Jeffy, A is for apple.
Apple?
Very good, Jeffy, A is for apple.
B? Jeffy, are you okay?
There's a scary bear on the car.
Jeffy, it's not a real bear. It's on the car. Put it away.
Okay. C is for cupcake.
Cupcake?
Very good, Jeffy. C is for cupcake. This might be easy.
D.
It's a dog, Jeffy. Dogs aren't scared. Put it away. That's an elephant. What? A fish. What? That's a goose. A horse. Come on. Okay, no more cards. Just get the whiteboard and just write out the alphabet. Maybe that won't scare them.
Okay.
You're being ridiculous, Jeffy. All right, Jeffy, you're going to learn your ABCs using this whiteboard instead of the animal cards.
Why not the animal cards?
No, you didn't. You screamed every time you saw an animal. All right, baby, you can teach them.
Okay, Jeffy, repeat after me. A.
A.
B.
B.
C.
C.
D.
D.
E.
E.
Oh, okay, that's going to take forever. How about we sing the ABC song? Hey, Jeffy, you want to learn a song?
I like songs.
Okay, listen to this ABC song that'll teach you the ABCs.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X,
Y.
Yes, Y. And Z. See, now you know your ABCs, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, wait. Can you say your ABCs on your own?
Yeah, I can say them.
Okay, baby, get rid of the board. I don't want them cheating. Okay, Jeffy, say your ABCs.
Okay. G, Y, X, W, V, U, T, S, R, Q, P, O, N, M, L, K, J, I, H, G, F, E, D, C, B, A.
Jeffy! You just said your ABCs backwards. That's incredible. That's more impressive than saying your ABCs just normally. How did you do that? Okay, wait. I'm going to count that as he knows his ABCs because that's really impressive to say them backwards. So, now we have to teach him how to count to 10. That's easy. Go get the cue cards for the 1 to 10.
Okay.
Now, Jeffy, you're going to learn to count.
All right, Jeffy. Are you ready to learn your numbers?
Numbers?
Yes, Jeffy. All you have to do is learn how to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. See how easy that was?
1!
Look, just read the card.
Try this one, Jeffy.
Train, I, 1.
What? No, Jeffy. That's not the letter I. That's the number 1. Look, there's one train. That's the number 1. And that's the number 1 spelled out. Try again.
Train, 1, 1.
Yes, Jeffy, but you don't have to say everything on the card. You can just say the number.
Try this one, Jeffy.
Truck, 2, 2.
You could have just said 2. You don't have to say everything else. Just say the number.
Duck, goose, 3, 3.
Just say the number, Jeffy.
Flonk, 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 four, four.
He's doing so well, Marvin.
But he doesn't have to say literally what's on the card. He just has to say the number.
I know, but he's doing really well. Here, Jeffy, try this one.
Meow, 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 meow. 5-5.
Good job, Jeffy.
No more cat piano, but put that away. You have to pay attention.
Aww.
All right, Jeffy, try this one next.
Flower, 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 six, six.
Jeffy, just say the number.
Balloon, 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 seven, seven.
Jeffy, you don't have to read everything. Just the number, please.
Crayon, 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 eight, eight.
Jeffy, just the number.
Ooh, try this one.
Jesus
cupcake, Christ. Cupcake, 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 nine, nine.
Last one.
Tractor, 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 10, 10.
All right, we're done. We're done. No more, no more.
Marvin, I think you can do one more.
No.
Yeah, I want another one.
No, 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 we're done.
Okay, one more. Here you go.
Bunny rabbit, 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 bunny rabbit. Strawberry, 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 50-50.
Okay, we're done? Was that the last one?
Yeah, I think it was, Marvin.
No more hell? Oh, okay, okay, okay. All right, Jeffy, now that you learn to count to 50, count to 10.
A, B, C, D, E, F.
That's your alphabet! Okay, look, look, look. I know somewhere in that stupid head you know how to count to 10. The lights are on, no one's home, but the security camera at least picked up some of it. Okay, look, so let's move on to the next thing. Okay, let's move on to math and English. He doesn't need to learn English because he already speaks English every day. So we just have to go on to math.
Math?
Yes, math. Let's go learn some math.
Well, yeah.
All right, Jeffy, now it's time to learn math. And we're going to start with addition. And I know math is really hard. It's going to be really tricky. But I promise if you just pay attention, you'll get it. All right, baby, get the first card.
Okay, Jeffy, here you go.
All right, Jeffy, what is 2 plus 2?
74.
What? How'd you get 74?
I pulled it out of my ass.
Jeffy, where did you hear such language?
Daddy taught me.
Marvin!
Oh, don't say Marvin like I'm his dad. I didn't teach him that. Look, Jeffy, I really need you to try. What is 2 plus 2?
Baby 2.
What do you mean, baby 2?
Well, you got a mommy 2 and a daddy 2, and they love each other very much, and they had a baby 2.
I would understand if you thought those 2 twos had a baby, it would be 2. But numbers don't have genders, Jeffy, so they can't have babies. So look, 2 plus 2 equals 4.
How does it equal 4? The 4 looks nothing like the 2. Unless the 2 twos adopted a 4. Or if this 2 is cheating on this 2 with a 4, then maybe that would be 3.
Jeffy, look, numbers cannot cheat on each other. Numbers can't get married. Numbers can't have babies. The answer is 4. 2 plus 2 is 4. Let's move on to a different card. Get a different one.
Here you go.
All right, Jeffy, what is 0 plus 0?
2.
What? How is it 2?
Because they don't love each other on that card.
Jeffy, no. Listen. Why is 2 plus 2 baby 2, but 0 plus 0 isn't baby 0? Because actually, in this weird world that you live in, if 0 plus 0 equals baby 0, that would actually be the right answer, because 0 plus 0 is 0.
Daddy, I'm so confused, because you're telling me 0 plus 0 equals 0, but 2 plus 2 doesn't equal baby 2? I don't understand.
Okay, 0 plus 0 equals 0, but 2 plus 2 equals 4.
Daddy, I am so confused! I guess next you're gonna tell me that 8 plus 8 equals 16 or something!
That's right, it does equal 16!
Daddy, you're talking crazy! I don't understand any of this!
Oh, okay, okay, how about this? Okay, just explain this to me. How come 2 plus 2 equals baby 2, but 0 plus 0 equals 2?
Because they love each other on this card, but they don't love each other on that card.
How can you tell the zeros don't love each other?
Because there's not a heart on that card.
There's no heart on this card!
Well, dang, if you take this 2 and flip it around and put it next to this 2, it'll be a heart with a line underneath it.
He's a genius. He's actually making sense. He's a genius. All right, we're done with addition. Let's move on to subtraction. Maybe you're better with taking things away. All right, Jeffy, now we're going to learn subtraction. Subtraction is when you take things away, like how you're taking years off my life with all this stress.
Okay.
All right, baby, get the first card.
All right, Jeffy, here it is.
All right, Jeffy, what is 8 minus 4?
8.
What? How is it 8?
Well, because you have an 8 up here, and then you take away your 4, so the 8's left, so the answer is 8.
Oh, I see the confusion. Yeah, I understand how that makes sense, that if you take away the 4, it'd be 8. But no, the answer is 4.
How
get four. The four's already taken off the card right there, so all that's left is the eight.
Well, no, Jeffy, because look, two fours make an eight.
We're not talking about two fours. We already have one four right here, and it's already subtracted. So the answer's eight.
He has a point, Marvin.
I understand he has a point, but 8 minus 4 is 4 because it takes 2 fours to make an 8. You remove one of the 4s, it's 8.
Stop bringing up 2 fours. It's bad enough we got 1 right here, and that one's already taken off. So stop bringing up the 4. The 4's gone, so 8 is left.
The answer is 4. 8 minus 4 is 4. It's not 8.
You have a 4 right here. You take the 4 off the card. So what's left?
Eight.
Eight, exactly. Am I wrong?
Yes.
How?
Because 8 minus 4 is 4.
No, it's not. The 4 is gone. You don't have another 4 to add to it. Stop bringing up the 4. You have a 4, it's gone. You subtract the 4, it's gone. 8 is left.
Yes, 8 is left, but no, it's 4. 8 minus 4 is 4.
Screw this helmet, screw this pencil, screw this diaper, screw Einstein, and screw Newton. The answer is 8. Okay. You take the 4 off the card, and the answer's 8.
Okay, Jeffy, fine. The answer's 8. 8 minus 4 is 8. You got your way. You're right. The science is wrong. All the scientists are wrong. All those people are wrong. For years and years and years, everyone's been wrong. 8 minus 4 is 8, okay? That is the official answer, okay?
Yep.
All right, let's move on. He knows math. He's a genius at math. He's a math genius. So let's move on to art or something.
Marvin, we need to go over English with him.
We don't have to go over English. You just heard him yell at us in perfect English, right?
Marvin, we're working on English next.
All right, Jeffy, now you're going to learn English. And I know you already know how to speak English because you've been yelling at me all day in English. But now you're going to learn phonics, how to pronounce your words better. All right, bring me the card.
All right, Jeffy, say frog.
Fwog.
No, see, Jeffy, you're saying it wrong. You're saying fwog. You gotta say frog.
Fwog.
No, there's no W. You're saying fwog. You gotta say frog. Frog.
Fwog. Fwog.
No, that's not how you say it. You say frog.
But you know what I'm saying. Fwog.
Frog. You say frog. Frog.
Fwog.
There's no W. You're saying fwog.
If you know what I'm saying, why make me change it? Draw me a picture of what I'm saying. Fwog.
Frog. Okay, let's try another one. Okay, you, whatever. Get another one.
All right, say giraffe.
Giraffe.
No, it's not giraffe. It's giraffe.
Giraffe.
There's no D. Where's the D? Show me the D.
That's what she said.
Where's the D? It's giraffe.
Giraffe.
No, it's giraffe.
Giraffe.
Stop saying giraffe. It's giraffe.
That's how I say it. Giraffe.
Okay, fine. Whatever. Just put it down. You know you got that one. Whatever.
Ooh, you'll like this one, Jeffy.
Why?
No, it's yo-yo.
Why?
No. Don't read the top. Read the bottom. Yo-yo.
Why?
No, Jeffy. Say yo-yo.
Why?
No, act like a cool gangster. Yo-yo.
Why?
Marvin, don't teach him that.
Oh, okay, you know what? Fine. You know, you already know English. I told you he already knows English. He's a genius. Let's move on to the next thing. Here we go. We got art and coloring. He loves the color. He loves art.
He's good at that.
Yeah. Let's go color with some crayons.
Uh-oh. Look what we got here. We got the next Picasso.
Look at him go.
A card, a bug.
Yes, you did. And what's that?
Did you stay inside the lines?
Yay, Jeffy!
Yay, Jeffy did a good boy.
Yeah, Jeffy did a good boy, so we can knock off coloring off that. So all we have to do is teach him at least one sport. That's it.
What about baseball?
No. Baseball is too dangerous. How about T-ball? T-ball's really easy and no one will get hurt.
I like T-ball.
I know you will. You love T-ball. Let's go learn T-ball. All right, Jeffy, this is T-ball. It's literally the easiest sport in the world. Anybody can play it. See, unlike baseball, where someone throws the ball at you really fast, this ball is just sitting on a tee, and no one's moving it. So all you have to do is hit this ball with your bat.
T-ball?
Yeah, just hit this ball with that bat. Go.
Close, Jeffy.
Jeffy, get him a bigger bat.
Okay.
I think if you have a bigger bat, it might be easier for you to hit the ball.
Here you go, Jeffy. Ugh. Careful there, slugger.
That's a big bat. Now try to hit the ball. No, you gotta hit the ball, Jeffy. What? Oh, you hit it the wrong way. You gotta hit that way. All right, Jeffy, hit the ball.
Oh, Marvin, I'm so sorry. Has the swelling gone down at all?
The doctor said my brain might hemorrhage. You know what? That would be just fine. I'll get it. I'll get it. No, no. Let the injured guy go answer the door. The guy, you know, who got hit in the face with a baseball bat. Hello?
Hey, Marvin. What the hell happened to you?
T-ball.
I didn't know T-ball was a contact sport.
It's not.
Huh. Well, anyway, I'm here to administer...
Jeffy, knock it off! Good boy.
Anyway, I'm here to administer Jeffy's exam.
Well, he's gonna fail it anyway, so come inside. Well, baby, these are the last few minutes we get to spend together before I go to jail.
Do you think he's going to pass, Marvin?
No, I don't. I don't think he's going to pass at all. I don't think there's any chance he's going to pass.
He looks like he's concentrating over there.
Oh, he's concentrating. Well, in that case...
Marvin, stop it!
Nope, he did this while we were watching the movie.
Marvin, you know better than that.
Nope, he does this all the time.
Marvin, stop it!
Okay, fine. He just does that all the time.
Marvin?
Yes?
Your son has finished testing now.
Oh, man. Can you give me a few minutes to say goodbye to my girlfriend? I know I'm going to jail.
Well, I would like to say that your son passed with flying colors.
He did?
I would like to say that. But unfortunately, over 90% of his exam was wrong.
Oh, no.
I'm going to jail.
Would you mind explaining this to me?
Oh, not this again.
Yeah, 8 minus 4. What is it, Marvin?
It's 4.
No, it's not. It's 8. You see, because you have an 8 up here. Minus the 4. You take the 4 off the paper. What is it?
8?
8. 8 is left. So look, Jeffy taught me this earlier. 8 minus whatever number you have down here is always 8. So if you're subtracting something from the bigger number up top, it's always going to be that bigger number down below. And we're going to give him an honorary Harvard degree.
Well,
your son is a genius.
A Harvard degree over that?
Absolutely. And we're going to be calling it Jeffy's Law of Subtraction.
What, that doesn't make any sense. 8 minus 4 is 4.
No, it's not. You have 8 up here. Take the 4 off the paper, what's left?
8.
8, exactly. And it's just like that with any other equation.
But earlier it was 8 minus 4 was 4.
I don't care what it was earlier, now it's 8 minus 4 equals 8. You take the 4 off the paper, always. You always take the number that you're subtracting off the paper and it's going to be the bigger number.
That doesn't make any sense. Stupid.
I don't care if it's stupid or not. We're calling it Jeffy's Law of Subtraction, and we're giving your son, your genius son, a honorary Harvard degree.
Can you do me a favor? Can you shoot me in the head with this gun?
Sure.
Thanks, baby.
Mommy, why are donuts?
They're good, Jeffy.
Well, of course you would say nuts are good. You're a girl.
Well, Jeffy, don't say that. They have nothing to do with nuts.
Then why are they called donuts?
What? I don't know.
Are they made out of nuts?
No.
Are they made out of dough?
Yeah, like 100% dough.
Okay, so then where did the nuts come in at? Did the chef rub his nuts all over them?
Jeffy, don't say that. No, no one rubbed their nuts on them.
Well, do they look like a nut sack?
No.
Well, then show me.
Baby, show them.
Okay, Jeffy, look.
Look what they look like.
Danny, that looks nothing like a nut sack.
See, I told you, it has nothing to do with nut sacks. It's just dough. Call them dough circles.
Well, I think they look like big Cheerios.
That's what they are. They're really big Cheerios, and they're really good. You should have some.
Oh, okay, Danny, I'm going to give me a big Cheerio.
Which one do I want?
Dang, why is this big Cheerio gold?
What? Baby, did you order a golden donut?
No, I don't know how that got in there.
Why did we get a golden donut?
Look, Marvin, let's watch TV.
Hey there. Do you like donuts? If you do, go buy a box of donuts. And if you find the golden donut, you'll win a lifetime supply of free donuts. Go buy them now.
Wow, we really just won a lifetime supply of donuts.
We're going to get so fat, Marvin.
Actually, I won the lifetime supply of donuts because I found the golden donut.
But I bought them, Jeffy.
But baby, don't argue. Look, we're not going to claim that prize because that's so unhealthy. We don't need a lifetime supply of donuts.
You're right, Marvin.
Well, then can I go claim the prize?
No, Jeffy, we don't need a lifetime supply of donuts. That's so unhealthy.
Oh, man, Danny. All right, well, if you need me, I'll be in my room just eating these donuts and not going to go claim the prize for a lifetime supply of donuts and become the donut king or anything. Yep, so if you need me, I'll be in my room, Danny.
Okay, Jeffy.
Hear ye, hear ye. I am the ruler of the donuts. I am the donut king.
Whoa, Jeffy, how'd you get so many donuts?
Well, Junior, I found this golden donut, and I won a lifetime supply of donuts, and now every time I want some, they send me hundreds of them because I'm the donut king.
Well, can I get a donut?
No, Junior, I'm sorry, but if I give one to you, I'll have to give one to all the peasants.
Oh, you just have hundreds of them, so I thought I could probably have one.
Well, how about this, Junior? If you want a donut from the king, something amazing you must bring.
To trade.
What, to trade?
Yeah, you gotta trade me something cool for a donut.
Well, can I just give you money?
No, I don't want money, Junior. I want something cool.
What can I trade you for a donut? Ooh, I know, I got something. How about this? It's a megaphone. It makes you talk really loud.
Give me a sec.
Pee pee. Alright, Junior, you got yourself a trade. You may pick out one donut.
Yay, I get a donut!
This thing is so pee pee.
I feel so sick from eating donuts.
I ate way too many donuts.
See, this is exactly why we weren't going to claim the lifetime supply of donuts, because they just make you feel so awful after you eat them.
Ugh. Look, Marvin, the news!
Breaking news, McKay. There's a worldwide donut shortage ever since this kid won a lifetime supply of donuts and requested that all of them be brought to his donut kingdom.
He didn't.
Jeffy, we told you not to claim those donuts. Jeffy!
Yes, Father?
We told you not to claim those donuts.
Bow to the king.
What?
Bow to the king.
I'm not bowing to you.
Bow, hey.
No, Jeffy.
Marvin, maybe we should just bow and get it over with.
I'm not bowing to him.
Danny, your shoe's untied. Thanks for bowing to the king.
But I didn't bow to you.
Mommy, your toes are untied.
What?
Thanks for bowing to the king.
We did not bow to you, Jeffy. Look, we're getting rid of all these donuts.
Danny, we can't get rid of my donuts because I'm the donut king and this is my donut kingdom.
Jeffy, I told you not to claim those donuts.
Danny, you don't get a lifetime supply of donuts and not claim them.
Well, Jeffy, look, we're going to get rid of all these donuts right now, okay?
Please leave the kingdom.
I'm not leaving. There's not a kingdom.
Guard!
Yes, my liege.
I requested that they leave the donut kingdom, and they're not leaving.
Leave the donut kingdom.
It's not a kingdom. It's a bed full of donuts in my house.
The king wants you to leave.
He's not even a king. That's a Burger King crown.
Look, leave or you'll be sorry.
What are you going to do about it, dolphin boy?
Okay, that's racist, and if you don't leave, I'm going to give you a tail whooping. A dolphin tail whooping. I'm going to whoop you with my tail is what I'm saying.
Baby, let's just get out of here.
They're a bunch of bullies.
Oh, look at that on the TV, Karen. There's a donut shortage, huh? How about that?
No, Brady, I don't.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, Karen, my phone's ringing.
No, buddy, you gotta cuddle with me! It's cuddle time!
It's cuddle time, it's answer the phone time, Karen! Get off of me, get answer the phone. Hello? Wait, really? The chief? What? Oh my god. Okay, I'll be right over.
Buddy, what's going on?
It's the chief. He's dying.
Oh no!
Chief, what's going on?
I'm dying, guy.
No, don't say that. What's wrong?
Wrong right here.
Oh, Dr. Something Wong. What is wrong?
Wrong a girl.
No, I mean, what's wrong with him?
Oh, he dying real fast. He donut blood sugar be going and crash. He need donut right now.
Really, sir? You need a donut?
Yeah, guy. Whenever you become the chief of police, you have to have a donut every 24 hours or else you die.
Oh, no. But chief, the donuts are sold out all over the world. Ever since that damn kid had to go and win that stupid contest.
Well, guy, it looks like I'm gonna die then. Tell my wife I was cheating on her.
No, sir. You're gonna tell her that yourself because you're gonna make it.
You really think so, guy?
I know so, sir. I'm gonna get a donut.
Well, you better hurry because the heart rate monitor video only 4 minutes long.
Okay, I'm gonna hurry right now. I'll go.
Hurry up, damn it.
Marvin.
What?
Ever since Jeffy kicked you out of Donut Kingdom, you've been angrily eating those baked beans.
Yeah, I like baked beans. When I'm stressed out, I eat baked beans. It's my new thing. Every character's a thing. My new thing is baked beans.
It's a little weird.
No, every character has a favorite food. Like, you know, like Woody, like shrimp, and Shrek, like cheesecake. I like baked beans. That's my thing now. There's someone at the door. Hold on. Hello.
Oh, hey, is your son who won all the donuts here?
Yeah, he's upstairs in his donut kingdom.
His what?
His donut kingdom. Ever since he won all those donuts, he made a kingdom in his room.
Okay, well, I really, really need one of those donuts.
Well, so does everyone in the world. They made a line outside his room.
What? Really?
Yeah, there's a line. So if you want a donut, just go join the line.
Okay. What? Oh, come on, this line is ridiculous!
I know, tell me about it. I've been here for 45 minutes.
What, 45 minutes?!
Hey, Poobie, let me skip you.
No, come on.
Hey, Logan, let me get in front of you.
No.
Oh, come on. Okay, I can see why the movie never came out. Yeah, you guys were too busy waiting in line for donuts. Wait, is that Elena? Elena, can I get in front of you?
No.
The SNL crew sucks. I'm disliking all your videos. Hey, Poobie, how's your bum arm? Oh, ha ha. Okay, this sucks. I'm gonna go talk to the guard.
I've been in line for 30 minutes. What's taking so long?
Sorry, ma'am. The Donut King is very busy. You'll just have to be patient.
Okay.
Coming through. Sorry.
Hey, no skipping!
Oh, come on. You play like one character.
I play two characters. I play your wife, Bunny!
Okay. Don't even start. Hey, man, no skipping. Oh, come on. I'm a cop. I'm an officer of the law. Don't you have like a donut line skip pass? No, you'll just have to wait in line like everybody else. Hey, what's that? Where? Nice try.
All right, send the next one in.
All right, next. Oh, me.
Hey!
I said next!
Hey, I'm here. I was next. Just don't ask anybody else. Okay, can I have a donut now?
Bow to the king.
What?
Bow to the king.
Oh, yes, your highness. Anything for a donut. Okay, can I have one?
If you want a donut from the king, something amazing you must bring.
To trade.
What, to trade?
Yeah, you gotta trade me something for a donut.
Okay, I have cash. Can I just give you that?
No, I want something cool for a donut.
Okay, look, man, I have a 20. How about I just give you a 20?
No, you gotta trade me something cool. See, I got like this pocket bowling game. I got this megaphone. I got a flashlight and a stapler. You gotta trade me something cool if you want a donut.
Okay, so just like junk?
No, something cool.
Okay, look, man. My boss is dying, okay? And if he doesn't get a donut, he's gonna die, alright? So I really...
Bird!
Do you not have a heart?
Bored.
Well, I don't know what to get. You can have my hat. Do you want my hat? I'll give you my hat.
No, I already have a crown that says Burger King.
What? Okay, well, maybe my tie? I'll give you my whole outfit.
No, you gotta trade me something or else leave the kingdom.
Well, I don't have anything to trade. I don't know what to get. Just give me a damn donut.
Leave the kingdom.
What? No, I need...
Leave the kingdom.
No, I'm gonna take a donut.
Guard!
Don't call him. He's
guard!
Already pissed. Hey, what's up, your highness?
Kick him out of the kingdom.
Oh, good. He skipped in line anyway. Oh, come on! And stay out! I don't want to see your face in the Donut Kingdom ever again. Well, fine. I don't want to be in the stupid Donut Kingdom anyway. It's stupid and dumb. I do really need a donut, though. Where am I going to get one? Oh, Karen! She's not banned. Yeah, I'll just get her. Okay, Karen. Here, take this. Go.
Boynie, I don't understand what you're trying to get me to do here.
It's very simple, Karen. I just need you to take this Dig Dug machine into the Donut Kingdom and give it to the Donut King in exchange for a donut.
But, Boynie, I don't understand why you don't just go to the store to get a donut!
What, Karen, don't you think if it was that simple, I would have done it already? They're sold out everywhere. Haven't you seen the news?
Boynie, I'm sorry that I'm not as obsessed with donuts as you are.
I'm not obsessed with donuts, Karen. Hey, Kitty.
Oh, it's a Kit Kat! Boynie, this is crazy!
Well, it's not crazy, Karen. Just go talk to the dolphin.
Boynie, do you understand how ridiculous this sounds? Listen to what you're telling me to do. You need me to talk to a dolphin to get to the Donut Kingdom to trade the Dig Dug machine for a donut from the Donut King to get to the doctor to give you a dying boss on his deathbed!
Yes. Can you do it?
Okay, Boynie, but this just sounds crazy!
Okay, here, take it. Go. Oh, why is she taking so long?
Hey, Boynie, I got your donut.
Oh, Karen, you got the donut. Wait, why is there a bite taken out of it?
Oh, I got hungry on the way out.
Karen, I guess it doesn't matter. It's fine, but wait, where's your dress?
Oh, I really wanted to keep the ding-dong machine, Boynie.
Good choice. All right, Karen, you got the donut. I can save my boss.
He better hurry.
Chief, I got the donut.
Ah, oh, you're too late. He died.
No!
All right, hold on. Let me just restart the video.
Chief, quick, eat the donut.
Guy, you saved my life.
I'd do anything for you, sir.
Ew!
All right, Daddy. I gave away all my donuts.
What, you gave away all your donuts?
I sure did. So the Donut Kingdom is no more.
What'd you trade for all your donuts?
Well, someone traded me a Ferrari for all my donuts.
A Ferrari for all your donuts?
Yep.
Well, you know what? I'm glad. You don't need that many donuts anyway. Those are unhealthy. You need to eat something healthy, like baked beans.
Ew.
What? Baby, look what I just found. I found the golden baked bean. You know what that means? Baked beans for the rest of my life.
Oh, no.
All hail the baked bean king. Who wants to trade me a Ferrari for all my baked beans?
No.
Are you ready for school?
Sure I am, Daddy.
What, Jeffy, what'd you do to your shirt?
I cut it up because I wanted it to look like Swiss cheese.
Jeffy, you can't go to school like that.
Yeah, they're going to send you home for having holes in your shirt.
Darn. Didn't know that was going
to
happen.
You're still going to school, Jeffy.
But I don't have a shirt to wear.
Sure you do, Jeffy. I got you this shirt for Christmas. It has a turtle on it, and it says, Turtly Cool!
Oh, that's so sick, Mommy. I want to put it on right now. All right, Mommy. How do I look?
You look turtly cool, Jeffy.
Damn right I do.
All right, Jeffy, let's go to school.
Daddy, everyone's going to be so jealous of my new shirt, I'm going to pull major hose.
Oh, that's good, Jeffy. Come on.
Hey, idiot, what happened to your old shirt? Did you wipe your butt with it?
You're just jealous you don't have a cool shirt that has words on it.
Oh, yeah? What's it say?
It actually says, Turtle and Cool, and it has a little turtle with sunglasses on it.
It should say that you're returned, or returned. Yeah, that's it. You're returned.
My mommy told me that I was turtle and cool.
Your mommy dresses you.
I don't want this stupid shirt anymore.
Well, calm down, Incredible Hulk. Wait a minute. You don't have any nipples. Hey, everybody. Jeffy doesn't have nipples.
It's not my fault I was born without nipples.
Jeffy, why'd you take your shirt off?
Because I thought that shirt was going to make girls give me major treatment, but all it did was get me made fun of.
They made fun of your shirt, Jeffy?
Yeah, because apparently it's not cool to be turtly cool. They called me retarded.
Marvin.
It's funny.
Those kids are just mean, Jeffy.
Well, I'm never wearing that shirt ever again.
That's okay, Jeffy. I got you another shirt, and it says, Mommy Whaley loves me, and it has two whales hugging.
You really want me to get made fun of, don't you, Mommy?
Aw, it's cute, Jeffy.
Is it going to make girls turn into bobbleheads?
I don't know about that, Jeffy, but go ahead and put it on.
Okay, Mommy. I'll wear it tomorrow, but it better not get me made fun of.
I see you got your old shirt back. Wait, that's not your old shirt. That's a new shirt. What's it say?
Nothing.
I want to know what your shirt says.
No.
No, show me your shirt.
I'm not showing you my shirt.
What does your shirt say?
It says, My Mommy Whaley Loves Me, and it has a whale on it.
My Mommy Whaley Loves Me? That's Whaley lame.
Well, at least my mommy loves me.
Well, what, is your mommy a whale? Hey, everybody, Jeffy's mom's a whale. Yeah, your mom's a whale.
Shut up, Cody. Your mom's a whale.
I was just really glad the joke wasn't about me for once.
You gonna go to the ocean and see your mommy?
That's it! I'm tired of this!
What, are you gonna go kiss your mom's big whale lips?
It happened again!
They made fun of your shirt again, Jeffy?
Yeah, and they called you a whale, Mommy!
What? Marvin!
You eat a lot of Cheetos, baby.
Marvin!
Look, Jeffy, your mom got you another shirt.
I did! It says Hanging with Mommy and has two slots.
Oh, absolutely not. I'm done with shirts. They want to bully me? I'm going to become the bully now.
Oh, this is not going to be good.
Hey, loser, what's with the new look? Your balls finally drop? Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Get off. No, no, stop, stop it. Oh, no. He pulled my underwear up over my face. Oh, God, I have doo-doo stains on it. This is so gross and embarrassing. I'm going to get pink eye.
Anyone else want some? Huh?
Cody called your mom a whale.
But Junior, no, what are you doing? What are you doing? Whoa. Okay, yes, Daddy. He gave me a wedgie. Should have pulled harder.
Ha ha, Cody, you have rainbow pony underwear?
Junior, they're not underwear, they're panties.
Oh, my God, I have those.
Can I smell them?
Ew, no, Junior, you're gross.
Jeffy, stop bullying everyone. Go into principal's office now. Jeffy, what are you doing? Jeffy, why you pull my underwear over my face? Ew, I got doodle stain. Ring Ring doesn't do my laundry.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
Shut up, nerd!
Jeffy!
What'd you call me?
Nerd, because you are one!
What are you doing?
Jeffy, what are you doing?
He put my underwear on my face!
Jeffy!
That is it, Jeffy, you are grounded!
Oh, you're gonna ground me? I'm gonna show you grounded!
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Giving you a swirling, nerd!
What? Jeffy, if you put my head in that toilet, you would just... Oh, Jeffy, dear God, please help me!
Yet enough yet?
I've had enough!
Alright.
Marvin, what's wrong?
Jeffy gave me a swirly.
He what?
He put my head in the toilet.
Jeffy, why would you do that?
Because he's a nerd.
Jeffy, that's not how we act. We treat others the way we want to be treated.
Well, everyone wants to bully me, so now I'm going to be the bully. So no one mess with me.
Marvin, what do we do?
I'm calling the cops. He assaulted me with my underwear and a toilet.
Hey there, somebody call the police? I heard an old lady say that at the barbershop today. She called me the police. I like that. I'm going to say that from now on.
police. So what do you need?
My son is bullying me. He gave me a swirly and he put my underwear over my eyes.
Classic.
Not classic. He's assaulting me.
Well, I know how to deal with that kind of situation.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I used to get bullied a lot in high school. Let me tell you a story. I always get bullied by this guy named Trevor. He used to call me names like Braceface, you know, because I wore braces at the time. And he used to pull my pants down in front of all the cheerleaders. And they would all laugh at me and say, ha ha, tiny. So one day, I decided to get revenge on him by pulling his pants down in front of the cheerleaders. And boy, did that backfire, because he was hung like a horse. All the girls liked him, even Miss Jenkins. I had a crush on her. She was kind of a hot teacher. But anyway, me and Trevor became friends after that because I helped him get so many girls by pulling his pants down. So I guess the moral of this story is what you should do is pull Jeffy's pants down in class? No, that don't do that. That's not right. That's not what I meant at all. Okay. Better example. Okay. I also used to get bullied by this guy named Travis. Now, Travis was a real freak. He put a wasp nest in my backpack. So whenever I opened my backpack, a bunch of wasps flew out and they started stinging me. So I ran around the classroom taking my clothes off. And then everybody just pointed at me and laughed and said, ha ha, tiny. So I wanted to get revenge on him. So the next day, I put a wasp nest in his backpack. And then when he opened his backpack, he got stung by wasps and he ran around the class taking his clothes off. And boy, did that backfire because he was packing. All the girls liked him. Oh, yeah. Except we didn't become friends because he was pissed that I put a wasp nest in his backpack. So the moral of this story is you should put a wasp nest in Jeffy's backpack. No, don't do that either. That was... Okay, that sucks too. Okay. But last example, this one's gonna be good. This will make sense, I promise. Okay, so I also used to get bullied by this guy named Trent, and we rode the bus together. So what he would do was put gum in my hair, which sucked because then I'd have to shave my head to get the gum out, and then everybody would laugh at me and say, ha ha, baldy, and also tiny, you know, because they remembered from when I got pantsed and the whole thing with the wasps. So I wanted to get revenge on him. So what I did was I put gum in his hair, and he had to shave his head. And then the next day, he got hit by a car, and I felt kind of bad. So I went to visit him in the ICU, and I walked in when they were changing his body cast, and he was packing. I mean, all of the nurses wanted to help him. So the moral of this story is, you should push Jeffy in front of a car. No, don't. Oh, man. I'll admit, I'm not the right guy for this.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, let me just talk to him, and I'll explain to him why bullying people is wrong.
Okay.
Hey, champ, what are you doing?
Writing hate comments on SML videos.
Oh, but they work so hard.
But they won't bring back their plushies.
Oh, well, they can't do that. Look, I wanted to talk to you about something.
What do you want, loser?
Okay, so you're already starting with the name-calling. Now, I know the only reason you're doing that is because you're just lashing out because you don't know how else to express yourself.
Well, you're ugly.
Okay, that one kind of hurt a little bit. But look, what I wanted to say is that I used to be just like you. I mean, I wasn't cross-eyed like that, but I did get bullied a lot.
You did?
Oh, yeah, I get bullied all the time. And you know how I got over it? I found out that everybody was packing. I don't really know why. But then, when I grew up, I became a cop, so I can bully whoever I want. It's my job to bully people. You going too fast? Boom! Speeding ticket. Speeding tickets are my swirlies. So what I'm trying to say is I know that deep down, you know that bullying is wrong, right? Well, that didn't work.
Oh no, he did it to you too?
Yeah, the only thing I learned here is I gotta start wiping better.
Well, what do we do now, officer?
Yeah, what do we do?
I don't know. He's probably just going through a phase. I'm sure he'll grow out of it. Or he'll end up in prison. He might be packing. I don't know. I'm just gonna go.
No, don't go. We need your help. We really need your help.
Well, I've done everything I can do, and I don't want my face to end up in your toilet again.
Look, I have an idea that'll get him to stop bullying people.
Wait, really?
Yeah, let me show you.
I won't be able to see it because I got underwear in my eyes. Thank you, but I would wash my hands if I were you.
All right, we're all gonna wear these shirts, and when Jeffy sees them, he's gonna bully us for wearing these shirts, and he's gonna realize he's became what he hated most, being a bully.
I hate this shirt. I look like a dingus.
Aw, it's cute.
Hanging with Mommy. I hate my mother. I would never hang with her. I also hate sloths. They're all lanky and they're creepy and I hate them.
Look, you only have to wear the shirt for like a few minutes for Jeffy to see you.
Yeah, so he can make fun of us and then shove my face in the toilet again and then put my poopy underwear in my face? Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
No, he's gonna realize that he's a bully and he's not gonna want to be a bully anymore. Jeffy, get in here! Here.
What do you losers want?
Don't hurt me! Oh god, no, please!
Wait, just look at our shirts! Look at our shirts!
Eternally cool? That's retarded.
Well, look, Jeffy, look. You just bullied me the same way you used to get bullied in school.
You're right. What if I become? I become the same thing I swore to destroy. I'm like Darth Vader.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I didn't want to be a bully. I was just tired of people bullying me.
It's okay, Jeffy.
Yeah, Jeffy, as long as you promise you won't bully anyone ever again.
Yeah, Daddy, I won't bully anyone ever again.
I bet you're not even packing.
Oh, no, I totally am. I got a wiener like a Coke can.
Damn it.
report card.
Are there any F's on your report card?
No.
Are you lying?
No, there's no F's on it.
Because, Jeffy, if there's a single F on that report card, we're not taking you to Disney World.
All right, well, check this out. Boom. Not a single F on this report card. All D's, Daddy, stands for Disneyland, 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 Disneyland.
Jeffy, all D's is not good.
Yeah, but it's still passing, Marvin. There are no F's on his report card.
But D's are bad.
D's are passing.
And D's are my nuts in your mouth.
Ugh, how old are you?
Old enough to have my nuts in your mouth.
Good one, Daddy.
Jeffy, look. I guess if there's no F's, we'll still take you to Disney World.
Really, Daddy? I'm gonna go pack my stuff right now.
But you have to get better grades next time.
Marvin, I don't think we have enough money for all three of us to go.
You're right. We're really poor right now. I think we could buy 2 tickets.
Okay, I think you and Jeffy should go so you can have a father-son trip.
I guess you're right. Me and Jeffy haven't spent a lot of time together. I'll go buy 2 tickets to Disney World.
Okay.
All right, baby. I got me and Jeffy 2 tickets to Disney World.
Aw, you and Jeffy are going to have so much fun.
Yeah, I hope so. Jeffy, are you ready to go?
Yeah, Daddy. Sure I am.
Jeffy, what is that?
Oh, it's Tomater without the tub.
No, not Tomater. It's that mask. What are you wearing?
Oh, it's the Piglet mask I found in your closet.
What? Where did you get that?
I've never seen that mask before in my life. Jeffy, take the Piglet mask off.
No, I want to wear it in Disneyland on all the rides.
You can't wear that on the rides in Disneyland. You gotta take it off.
My guy showed Winnie the Pooh his best friend Piglet.
He already knows his best friend Piglet. Look, you gotta take that mask off right now.
No, Dad, I want to wear the Piglet mask.
Take it off, Jeffy. Look, you can take Tomater, you just can't take the mask.
Oh, okay, Daddy. Oink, oink.
So, Marvin, are we going to talk about the piggy mask?
We're not gonna talk about the piggy mask.
Okay.
All right, Daddy, I'm ready to go in Disneyland.
All right, Jeffy, grab your ticket to Disney World and let's go.
What?
Grab your ticket to Disney World.
Disney World? I didn't want to go to Disney World. I wanted to go to Disneyland.
Jeffy, Disneyland and Disney World are the same thing.
No, they're not. I've already been to Disney World, and now I want to go to Disneyland.
Jeffy, they're basically the same place.
No, you're not. Because Disney World is the world of Disney, and Disneyland is the land of Disney, and I've never been to Disneyland, so that's where I want
to
go.
Jeffy, if you've been to Disney World, there's no reason to ever go to Disneyland. Disney World is bigger. It has Epcot and Hollywood Studios and everything.
I don't care. I've already been to Disney World, and now I want to go to Disneyland.
Jeffy, Disneyland is all the way on the other side of the country in California. We live in Florida. Disney World is in Florida, so we need to go to Disney World.
I don't care how far Disneyland is. I want to go there because I've never been there.
Jeffy, I already bought tickets to Disney World. These tickets only work at Disney World, so we're going to Disney World.
Wait, let me see. Let me look real quick.
They're only good at Disney World. I already read it.
Well, right here, it says that it's good for Disneyland or Disney World.
It doesn't say that.
Yeah, it says it right here.
It does not say that. It does not say that.
Oh, you want me to lie and say that the tickets are for Disney World, not Disney... Oh,
I've already heard you. You just don't want to take me to Disneyland because you think I'm ugly.
Jeffy, you're
precious. No. Disney World doesn't think you're ugly. Disneyland thinks you're ugly, so we don't want to go to Disneyland.
If you don't take me to Disneyland, I'm going to get all F's on my report card and wear the piggy mask to school every day.
Oh, no. Okay, check. Okay, we'll go to Disneyland. We're going to go to Disneyland.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to buy plane tickets. God, we have to fly to California. I'm afraid of flying, baby. Can you just go with them?
Oh, no, Marvin. I have a bunch of appointments.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to buy the plane tickets. Let's just go to the airport, Jeffrey. We're going to Disneyland.
Yay!
Bye.
Hey, Daddy.
What, Jeffy? What do you want?
Gook, come gook out the window.
No, I'm not going to gook out the window. I'm afraid of heights.
Hey, Mr. What doing?
What, Jeffy, leave the passengers alone.
You have peanuts? Can I have some of your peanuts? No? Oh, man. Daddy, can you give me some peanuts? The guy behind you said I had to get my own.
I'll ask the flight attendant. Just shut up, Jeffy.
Because if I could get some peanuts right now, that would be the bomb.
But, Jeffy, you cannot say that.
What?
You can't say bomb.
Excuse me, sir?
Yes?
I got a complaint from another passenger that said that you were threatening the plane with a bomb.
What? No. My son said bomb, and I told him not to say bomb.
See, you just said it again.
What? No. I was just saying what not to say.
See, now you're saying it so much, I'm thinking maybe you got one up your butt and you want to use it.
What? No!
Hey, sir, I'm going to have to ask you to calm down.
No, I am calm. I just don't like planes.
Oh, you don't like planes, so you want to get rid of it.
What? No. I don't like flying.
You don't like flying, so you want to force the plane down.
Oh, no. You're being ridiculous.
Sir, if you don't calm down, I'm going to have to strap you to the seat.
I am calm!
All right, that was pretty rowdy. I'm going to have to strap you
down. No, stop it! This is ridiculous!
ridiculous!
All right, sir, when we land, we're gonna untie you, and we're gonna give you a cavity search.
This is so stupid!
Danny, how did you get an extra seatbelt?
Jumpy, I'll kill you! I'll kill you! Come over here, I'll kill you!
Breaking news, McKay. A plane was forced to make an emergency landing after a man threatened the plane with a bomb.
Marvin! Oh, my God!
Sit down there, you!
Marvin, what is going on?
Well, Jeffy had to... Quiet, I'll tell you what's going on. Your husband threatened a plane with a bomb. Stop, ridiculous, get it out!
Look, Jeffy wanted peanuts on the airplane, and Jeffy said if he got peanuts, it would be the bomb. And I said, Jeffy, don't say bomb. And then he heard me say bomb, and then he stuck his hand up my butt looking for a bomb.
See, officer, it was just a mistake.
No. Nobody says bomb on a plane unless they have one.
What if the person's flying to Bombay?
What did you just say? Get down, let me check your butt again.
I don't have a bomb in my butt.
That's exactly what somebody with a bomb would say.
Officer, what is going to happen?
Well, your husband's on a no-fly list, which means he can never fly on a plane ever again.
Well, I'm afraid of flying, so I don't care.
So are we still going to Disneyland?
Oh, we're not going to Disneyland after this.
Oh, I hate crying people. Like, whenever I arrest somebody and they're like, that's not mine! You just planted that in my car! I saw you! And it's like, I had to plant it there because I had to meet my arrest quota. Jeez! Anyway, now I don't want to see you on a plane ever again, buddy. You hear that, little man?
Oh, stop poking me.
Boop!
Well, don't boop my nose!
So how are we going to get to Disneyland?
Look, Jeffy, look. We can just drive to Disneyland, but it's going to take like 3 days, so we'll leave tomorrow.
Okay, good.
All right.
Marvin, I'm hungry. Can you take me somewhere nice?
Well, baby, I just got put on a no-fly list. Do you think I want to go to a restaurant?
Come on, somewhere nice.
I can see if we can get a reservation to Harryhausen's.
Harryhausen's? But it's impossible to get a reservation!
Not for Googly Bear.
Let's go, baby.
Okay, can I come? Haha, please, please, please.
What? No, you're not going to go with us.
You never take me anywhere. You're a dumb friend.
Marvin, how did you get us a reservation at Harryhausen?
I didn't. We're just sitting at a random table.
Marvin, what if they kick us out?
Baby, they're not going to kick us out. We're already sitting here.
Excuse me, but unfortunately, we are closing in 5 minutes.
Aww.
Oh, no, baby, don't worry. Look, we already know what we want. Can we just order?
What can I get you?
Baby, hurry up and look at the menu.
Okay, let me see. Oh, Marvin, I can't see it from here. Just order sushi and chocolate cake.
Okay, do you guys have sushi?
We are now closing in 4 minutes.
Oh, no. I know what we want. Can we get the dynamite roll?
Okay.
And then can I get the chocolate cake?
Chocolate cake, sir?
Yeah, it's right here.
I don't believe we have a chocolate cake on the menu.
Well, yes, you do. It's right here. It says chocolate cake. Read it.
Oh, you must be referring to the chocolate smothered calamari.
Well, no. That's up here. We're talking about the chocolate cake under desserts.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm afraid I don't have my reading glasses. You'll have to read it for me.
It says chocolate cake. Don't you know the menu?
No, I'm sorry. We change the menu every day.
Marvin, just order the chocolate cake.
Okay. Can I please get the chocolate bomb cake?
Bomb! Bomb! This man claims to have a bomb! Evacuate the building!
No, guys, it's a chocolate bomb cake!
Freeze! You're under arrest! Wait, it's you again? Now you're threatening a restaurant with a bomb?
Officer, it's just a misunderstanding!
Yeah, I was just trying to order food off the menu. It says chocolate bomb cake. See it right there?
Yeah, but the waiter said you also tried to order the dynamite roll. Why are you only ordering explosive menu items?
We wanted to!
Yeah, she wanted sushi, and the only sushi was the dynamite roll, and she wanted chocolate cake, and the only chocolate cake was the chocolate bomb cake. I was just trying to order the cake.
But earlier, you threatened a plane with a bomb, so why did you think you should be ordering explosive menu items? You could have ordered literally anything else on the menu, like the Lady Baltimore cake, whatever the hell that is, or the buttercorn pudding, huh? Why not that? Or the... Oh, my God, look at these prices. Jesus Christ, I should be arresting the owners for robbery. Oh, my God. Wait, special shrimp stir-fry? Hold on, scoot over. I mean, I'm going to arrest you, but, I mean, a man's got to eat. I'm hungry. What's in the special shrimp stir-fry? Waiter! I need a waiter! Excuse me! Can an officer get some goddamn service over here? You know, protect and serve? Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, that's right. They evacuated the building because of the bomb. The bomb! That's right, you're under arrest. What? Now bend over so I can check your butt. All right, that's it. You're not allowed outside anymore. You're under house arrest.
House arrest? Why?
Because you won't stop talking about bombs. You already threatened a restaurant and a plane. I can't trust you.
This whole thing's a misunderstanding.
And I'm getting real tired of sticking my hand up your butt. I'm going to have to start wearing gloves because I'm getting tired of cleaning my fingernails.
Well, I was just trying to order food at the restaurant. It's called Chocolate Bomb Key. That's what it was called.
I mean, nose itches. Oh, God, your house stinks. Wait a minute. It's not your house. It's your ass. Ew.
Wait, wash your hands.
Wash your ass.
What?
Gross.
No, don't wipe it on me.
Why? It's your stink. It's your ass.
Stop it. Ugh. This whole thing was a misunderstanding. What can I do to stop all this?
Well, if you could get a witness that could testify that you weren't really talking about a bomb, then I guess I could let you go.
Well, my son Jeffy, he knows this whole thing started over peanuts. He knows I wasn't talking about bombs.
Okay, well, if you can get him to tell me you weren't talking about bombs, then I'll leave you alone.
Okay, let me go get my son.
No. I can't leave you alone with him. You might threaten him to make him say that. You're going to have to bring him here.
Okay, baby, can you send Jeffy a text?
What do you want me to do?
Send a text.
Send text? Like the explosive?
What? No, I said send a text.
I heard Semtex.
Can you send a text message to Jeffy and tell him to come here?
Okay.
You're crazy. Like, you're going crazy.
No, I think you're crazy. So I'm going to give you a psychological test, okay? Now, how many fingers am I holding up? Not my thumb.
Not your thumb?
Yeah, how many fingers do you see?
I see four.
See four? Like the bomb? I'm going to check your blood
again.
Oh, God. Ew. Oh, man, would you, like, not wipe? What's going on?
I don't expect someone to give me a cavity search. I'm not prepared.
So you're just sitting like that? Doesn't it itch?
Hey, Nutty!
Well, hey, Jeffy, tell the officer
about No. Let me ask him. I don't want you, like, stringing him along or something. Okay, Jeffy, I have a few questions for you. So, like, do you guys not own toilet paper? What's going on here?
What did I ask about the peanuts?
The bombs, right. Okay, so, Jeffy, now, has your father ever said anything about hating planes?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't like planes. I'm afraid of flying.
Now, Jeffy, do you think your father would like it if all the planes just exploded?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, no, I don't like planes. Like, I don't like flying.
Now, Jeffy, does your father have a lot of gasoline somewhere?
Yeah, in his car.
Oh, really?
All cars have gas in them.
Then why don't you get a Tesla?
Well, because they're expensive.
Oh, really? All right, Jeffy, I have one more question for you. Now, is this whole thing actually just about you wanting peanuts?
Yeah, because I wanted peanuts, and I asked my dad for some, and I said if I got some peanuts, it would be the bomb.
Oh, the bomb, yes, like a good thing.
Yes, like a good thing, like oh, the bomb.
Oh, well, don't I feel silly?
Well, yeah, it was a big misunderstanding, so you understand it now?
Yeah, okay, yeah, no, I understand. You're free to go.
Well, I'm free to go!
Wait a minute! Unless he's in on it, and you actually do have something up your butt that I didn't find the first three times.
Well, no, that doesn't have my butt.
Okay, I'll make you a deal. Let me search your butt one more time, and if I don't find anything other than dingleberries, you're free to go.
No, there's nothing on my butt.
Marvin, don't you want this to be over?
Yeah, your ass is on the line.
Okay, fine. Do it one more time.
Yes. All right, I didn't find anything, so you're free to go. And I went up to the elbow this time.
Thank God it's over.
Joe, when are we leaving for Disneyland, Daddy?
We're not going to Disneyland!
Guess what, Simmons? You owe me $100.
No way, mate.
Yep, that's right. You bet me that I couldn't get the same guy to let me give him a cavity search four times in one day, and I did it. So smell it and weep.
Oh, go here. Take your $100 and leave. Oh.
What do you want to do today?
Ooh, I know. We should go to the arcade and play games.
That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, dude.
Does anyone have any quarters?
No, dude. I'm poor.
I swallowed one a week ago, and I've been digging in my poop trying to find it, and I haven't found it yet.
I think I have some. Let me see. I have 4 quarters, 2 nickels, and a penny.
Why do you have a penny?
I don't know.
Who even uses pennies anymore?
Hey, dude, you know if you throw a penny from the top of the Empire State Building, you could kill someone?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, dude.
No, it's true. The momentum from the penny is like a bullet.
Let's try it.
Well, yeah, that'd be so cool. We should try it.
Yeah.
But, guys, we'd have to go to New York City.
Why'd have to go to New York City?
Because that's where the Empire State Building is.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Look, I don't know my structures and geography and stuff. Look. How about we just use this money to buy our plane tickets to go to New York City?
What, Junior, this isn't 1950. You can't buy plane tickets for 25 cents.
Well, let's ask Chef Peavy to buy his plane tickets in New York City.
I highly doubt Chef Peavy is going to be willing to pay for all of us to go to New York City.
Well, we might as well go ask him.
Man, oh man, I'm so excited! Hawaii, here I come!
Hey, Chef Peavy.
No, not right now, Junior. I'm packing my bags for Hawaii.
How can you afford to go to Hawaii?
Check this out. I sold one of my kidneys for $5,000!
Why would you sell one of your kidneys?
You have 2 kidneys, Junior, and I don't need this one, so I sold it!
For $5,000?
Yep, so I'm gonna pack my bags for Hawaii. This is gonna be a blast. Now all I need is my money.
Wait! Where's my money? I need my money! It was right here! Where is it?
See, Cody? I told you Chef Peavy was going to pay for us to go to New York City.
We stole his money.
I would say we borrowed it.
Well, do you intend on giving it back?
No.
Then we stole it.
Listen, Cody, when Chef Peavy finds out why we're going to New York City, he's going to know it's for a good cause.
It's not for a good cause. We might kill somebody.
In the name of science.
It's a science experiment, Cody.
Yeah, I want to go to the top of the Empire State Building and throw a penny off and see what happens.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool.
Junior!
Hey, Chef Ify, what's up?
Have you seen my money?
Oh, the money that was on the kitchen counter?
Yes!
No, I haven't seen it.
Well, I need my money! I'm trying to go on a trip to Hawaii!
Oh, well, listen, I don't know where your money is.
Wait, why are you laying down like that?
Because my back hurts, man, I'm tired.
Well, get up!
I can't get up because,
Because me and Junior were about to make out.
What?
Yeah, we were, and I haven't brushed my teeth in over a week.
I'm not getting up.
Well, then you might as well stand up, then.
Yeah, Cody, kiss me!
Ew, gross!
Ew, Cody, why would you do that?
Junior, I'm not going to miss an opportunity to smooch you.
All right, listen. Let's take this money and let's go to New York City so we can go to the Empire State Building.
Do it, Jeffy, do it!
All right.
Ow!
What? Hey!
Oh!
Hey, did you just throw a penny off this?
It was him!
You're going to jail.
Aww.
Marvin, have you heard from Jeffy?
No, he's probably in his room. Who's texting me?
Oh, Jeffy just said he threw a penny off the top of the Empire State Building and hit someone!
What?
Hey there.
Oh, officer, what's going on?
Well, your son just threw a penny off the top of the Empire State Building and hit someone.
Jeffy, why would you do that?
Because I wanted to see if you would kill someone.
Don't say that in front of the officer!
Too late, I already heard it. Your son's being charged with involuntary attempted manslaughter.
Is he going to jail?
Probably. But the guy didn't die, although he is suing Jeffy for the boo-boo he sustained.
Marvin, we have to get a lawyer!
We can't hire a good lawyer, we don't have the money.
How about a bad one?
What?
I'm a lawyer. Not a very good one, but I'm cheap.
How much do you charge?
What do you got?
We don't really have anything.
Okay, I'll tell you what. If I win, you take me out to Applebee's, and you let me buy whatever I want.
Applebee's?
Yep.
Okay, deal.
Yes! Suckers! Come on, Jeffy, let's go to court.
Order! I am Judge Goober, and today we will be hearing the case of Jeffy versus Booby. No relation to me whatsoever. Jeffy is accused of involuntary attempted manslaughter, and Booby is suing him for $1 million in personal harm. Prosecution, proceed the prosecution exam.
Your Honor, my client...
Looking good, Booby.
Back at you, Judge.
Yes. Continue.
Mm-hmm. Your Honor, my client, Booby, was innocently walking down a New York City street when all of a sudden, BAM! Abraham Lincoln, in coin form, fell from the sky and clocked my client right in the noggin. Right there is where he got hit. Now, Booby, tell me. What were your thoughts when that happened? I know it might be hard to remember, considering that the coin has caused memory loss.
Well, I was really just wondering who threw that penny.
Did you get a good look at him?
I did not. They were on top of the Empire State Building.
Do you mind pointing to the people who may have done this to you? Point over there to them.
Aha! Guilty! I'm sorry, I didn't hear a single word you said. I was too distracted by that ghastly wound on his head. Could you cover it up with a bandage or something?
Can someone pass me some damn band-aids, please?
Jeffy, pass him some band-aids.
Okay.
Ow!
You see that? He has a throwing problem! Guilty!
But no, your client just needs to learn how to catch.
There you go, Booby.
Can you kiss it and make it better?
Sure.
Thank you.
Such a beautiful sight to see. Continue!
Your Honor, my client is suffering from severe headaches and migraines ever since the penny struck him in the head. He is now blind in his left eye. Close your left eye. Because the penny hit him right here so hard that he lost the vision in his left eye. Also, women won't even go on dates with him because of that hideous scar in his head.
I tell them that I got in a fight with a bear, but they don't believe me.
We think Jeffy intentionally threw the penny at my client to cause these damages.
Very persuasive, prosecutor. Defense attorney, you better have a very good reason why I should not bang my gavel and call your client guilty this very instant. Go!
Your Honor, my client is just a curious little 17-year-old child who heard a rumor that if you throw a penny off the top of the Empire State Building, it'll kill someone. Now, what child do you know that wouldn't jump at the chance to commit manslaughter in the name of science? I know my daughter certainly would.
So, you're saying he did it thinking he would kill someone?
That's premeditated! I now want to up the charges to premeditated attempted manslaughter instead of involuntary manslaughter.
No. Your Honor, my client was simply trying to bust the myth that a penny could kill someone if thrown from the top of the Empire State Building, which he obviously did bust it because the penny hit that man and he didn't die. So, Jeffy just busted the myth. That makes him a myth buster. Now, should Mythbusters go to jail? No. They should get their own show called Mythbusters.
Yes. I do like that show. Prosecutor, how do you feel about the television show Mythbusters? Isn't it quite entertaining?
It's okay. Your Honor, I have proof that Jeffy was not trying to bust the myth. He was intentionally trying to hit someone with a penny. Right here is a screenshot that I have taken from Jeffy's phone. It is a conversation between him and his friend Junior. I will now read the conversation. Jeffy says, "I can't wait to throw the penny off the Empire State Building." Junior then says, "Yeah, it's gonna be so cool." Eggplant emoji. Jeffy then says, "I hope we nail some fool with it." My client being that fool. Then Junior says, "Yeah, he will be in so much pain." Black Santa Claus. Jeffy then says, "Bumpin' noggins." Two money bag emojis. Your Honor, I think my client deserves two money bag emojis for his pain and suffering.
Defense attorney, what I am seeing is very troubling to your case. You'd better defend your little ass off.
Ooh, okay, I'm not gonna lie, this doesn't look good. But I have this! This is a picture of the Empire State Building. Now I have a question. How many people visit the Empire State Building every day? Hundreds? Thousands? Hundreds of thousands? Well, probably not that many, but a lot of people do. And how many of those people throw pennies from the top of the Empire State Building? At least a few. So how do we know that penny that hit your client belonged to Jeffy and not Steve or Bob or someone we don't know? I happen to know Bob and Steve, and they would never do such a thing, but many people will. So prove to me that that penny was thrown by Jeffy.
That is true. I have thrown many a penny in my day. Prosecutor, cute the process.
Your Honor, I have just the evidence we need to close this case. I've taken more screenshots from Jeffy's phone. These are text messages between Jeffy and his dad. Jeffy says, "Hey, Daddy, I threw a penny off the Empire State Building and hit someone," admitting that he hit someone. Jeffy's dad then says, "No, you didn't, Jeffy. Were you trying to hit the guy?" Then Jeffy says, "Will I be grounded if I say yes?" Then Jeffy's dad replies, "Yes." And then Jeffy says, "Yes," with a skull emoji.
Defense attorney, it looks like you've been backed into a corner. How will you get out?
Well, I think maybe my client needs to stop sending text messages. What are you doing?
I'm trying to take a picture of the guy so I can send it to my daddy and tell him this is the guy I was trying to hit with the penny.
Give me that. Your Honor, my client would like to plead insanity. That's it. He's insane. Didn't know what he was doing. Insane in the membrane. You heard that song? No, I got it. Well, we haven't heard from the penny in all of this. Jeffy threw the penny, but how do we know that the penny didn't choose to hit that man? It could have hit anybody, so why did it pick him? Huh? I think we should be talking to the penny. Let's call the penny in here.
Yes, good point. Where is the penny that was used in the assault?
It's right here, Your Honor. You see that? My client's scared of pennies and shit. But I don't know why you want to talk to the penny. The penny doesn't talk. It's sitting here, not doing anything. Doesn't have a mind of its own. Can't make decisions.
But who's on the penny? Honest Abe. He can't tell a lie. And he's under oath. That's double the truth-telling. Your Honor, I want to question that penny.
Your Honor, this is ridiculous. You're not actually going to entertain this, are you?
I want to see where this goes. Prosecutor, hand him the penny.
Here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask this penny a few questions. Now, Penny, did Jeffy throw you from the top of the Empire State Building to try to hit that guy?
Yeah.
Shut the hell up, Abe!
Well, just lie.
I can't, not when I'm holding the penny. The power of Abe compels me.
All right, I've seen enough of this nonsense. Jeffy is guilty.
Yes! We won! We won! We're going to be able to fix your head and your vision! Woo!
Think fast.
Ow!
Run!
Kill them!
Marvin, how do you think the court case is going?
Well, hopefully that lawyer's doing his job.
Hey!
Anywho, we won the case, so let's go to Applebee's. Come on, hurry up. Let's go right now.
Wait, really? We won?
Yeah, we did. They dropped all the charges, so get your ass in the car. Let's go to Applebee's.
Well, I have questions.
Okay, we can talk about it at Applebee's. Let's go.
Ooh, I want the chicken wonton tacos.
Yep, me too. So let's go. Let's go to Applebee's right now.
But I have so many questions.
Yeah, that's okay. We can talk about it over a plate of mozzarella sticks at Applebee's. So come on.
Marvin, we can turn on the news real quick.
No. We don't need to do that because Applebee's has TV. So come on, let's go right now.
Why are you in a rush to go to Applebee's?
Because I want to get there before they close.
It's only 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah, but this is Applebee's. They got the dinner rush. I want to make sure I get a good table. I have a special spot. So come on, let's go. Let's go right now. Come on, chop. Let's go.
Okay.
Oh, man. I am eating good in the neighborhood. Thanks for the Applebee's, man.
I mean, you deserve it for winning the case.
What are you talking about? I lost. Oh, the case. Yes, I did win that. Hey, cheers for me winning the case. And waitress, could you refill my cup, please? This is empty.
I thought we lost.
But shut the hell up and eat your chicken fingers.
Ooh, I can't wait to eat my chicken wonton tacos.
No, slow down there, fatty. Maybe eat your salad instead. I might want some tacos later.
You can't eat all this food.
Oh, yes, I can. A good lawyer is a hungry lawyer. That's what my mom always said.
Look, the news is on.
Oh, don't pay attention to that. Hey, look at this artichoke dip, huh? They are really being cheap. Hey, can we refill the goddamn bowl, please? You know?
Wait, the news is on.
No, don't worry about that. Just look at my steak. What's up with this steak, huh? It's like a hockey puck. It's so overcooked.
Breaking news, MK. I won a court case where a man got hit in the head by a penny that was thrown from the top of the Empire State Building. We have an exclusive interview with the man now.
So, sir, now that you've won your lawsuit, what are you going to do with all that money?
Well, I'm terrified of pennies now, but I melted that penny down and turned it into the lenses on these sunglasses.
Hmm.
And, with the leftover copper, I turned that bitch into a car.
You turned it into a car?
Yep. Suck it, pennies. Ow! Curse you, pennies!
You lost?
No, come on. That's fake news. Somebody should report them for reporting fake news. Oh, man, I do have to use the bathroom, though. Oh, man, my stomach has just been hurting me all day long. And, you know, I had that whole drink earlier. So, and by the way, can I get a refill for that, please? Thank you. You know, so I think I'm just going to use the bathroom just real quick. Hey, are you going to eat that burger?
Yes.
No, you're not. I'm going to do that. Just thank you. And then, you know, I'll be back in about 15 minutes or so. But you got the bill, right? You're paying for this?
What?
Yeah, thanks a lot, buddy.
What?
All right, class. Tomorrow is show and tell. So bring your favorite thing to class tomorrow so you can show the class and tell them about it. Get it? Because that's why it's called Show and Tell.
Show and Tell? Oh, my God. I have so much cool stuff I can bring.
Ooh, guys, I'm going to bring roadkill. So tell me, guys, what dead animal do you want to see?
Me and Ken are going to bring the coolest thing ever that I bet nobody else has.
Well, Penelope, what are you going to bring?
I'm going to bring something close to my heart.
Guys, she's going to show us her boobs.
What?
Yeah, it's close to your heart. Your heart's right here, and then your boobs are outside your heart.
Ugh, shut up, Junior.
Or she's going to show us her rib cage.
Yes, Joseph, that would be close to her heart.
I know it!
What should I bring for show and tell tomorrow?
You should bring a microscope so everyone can see your little tiny brain, dummy.
Well, you should bring a microscope to show everyone your tiny wiener!
I bet whatever you bring tomorrow is going to be stupid.
I'll have you know that I have a cat piano that makes cat noises.
No, you don't. That's impossible.
Well, I do have one, and you'll see it tomorrow because that's what I'm going to bring it.
Well, if you don't bring it, you're a loser.
Well, I'm going to bring it, so I'm not a loser.
Yeah, right. I'll believe it when I see it.
Oh, man. I can't wait to pour a tall glass of soda. Oh, yeah. It's going to look so good. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Marvin!
Oh, no! Look what you did!
Oh, I didn't do that!
You startled me!
Marvin, his toy's ruined! Jeffy's going to be mad!
Look, he shouldn't be leaving his toys in the kitchen. It's not ruined. Just grab some napkins. We can clean it up.
Okay. All right, Marvin, it's all clean.
It looks good as new. Jeffy won't notice that you poured soda on it.
I didn't pour soda on it. You did.
Baby, if you wouldn't have scared me, I wouldn't have dropped it, so it's your fault.
That's not my fault.
All right, dang. I need my cat piano.
Here it is, Jeffy.
All right, sweet.
How was school, Jeffy?
What?
What's wrong, Jeffy?
My kitty cat piano is not making kitty cat noises.
Oh, well, maybe it's not on.
Nope, it's on.
Oh, well, maybe the batteries are dead.
No, I changed them last night.
But maybe she poured soda on it.
I didn't pour soda on it. You did.
Well, if you wouldn't have scared me, I wouldn't have dropped the soda on it.
Wait, you spilled soda on my cat piano?
Oh, it was her. Oh, no, 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 no Jeffy, just stop crying. Look, you don't even need this dumb toy anyway.
No, I need it for tomorrow at school.
Well, why do you need it at school? You can't take this to school.
Because tomorrow is show and tell, and there's this kid that doesn't believe me that my cat piano can make kitty cat noises.
Well, Jeffy, don't take this to show and tell. You'll get bullied if you take this. Take a different toy.
No, I have to take this one, and it's not making kitty cat noises.
Oh, okay, look, we will call a repairman to get it fixed. Baby, call a repairman.
Me?
Just call him.
Fine.
Look, Jeffy, everything could be fine. Maybe there's just something stuck in the keys or something like that.
Yeah, probably soda is stuck in the keys.
Look, that's the repairman right now. She's entering the door.
Good.
Hello?
Hey there, you call a repairman?
Yes, I need your help.
What do you need help with?
My cat got wet and now it won't meow.
Your cat got wet?
Yeah.
Wait, aren't you married?
Yes, but my husband can't help me fix it. That's why I called you.
Okay, I can help, but yeah, so how do you want to do this? Like, do you want to get stuck in the dryer and I try to help you out?
No, come upstairs, we can fix it on the couch.
Oh, okay, even better. God, thank you. How did I get so lucky?
Come in here,
You're going to want to put some towels down, because it's going to be like a Diet Coke with Mentos in it. I gotta stop jumping to conclusions.
Why are you naked?
Yeah, why are you naked?
I thought you were talking about something else.
I was talking about the cat piano.
Well, I can see that now.
Wait, why are you naked?
Because it's hot in here. You know what? That's why. So turn on your AC. I had to take my clothes off. Now let's just get this over with. I'm not in the mood.
Okay, well look. This is my son's cat piano, and I spilt soda on it, so it doesn't work.
Oh, that's why you said your cat was wet. Okay, I get it now.
Well, can you fix it?
Well, what's it supposed to do?
When you press the key, it's supposed to meow.
Well, it's not doing that, so you fried it.
What? I fried it?
Yeah, you're gonna have to get another one.
I don't want another one! I want this one!
Is that how we act here? Like 5-year-olds?
Oh, is there any way you can fix this one?
No, it's done. Get another one.
Look, I'll pay you $100 if you can fix it.
Okay, I have an idea. Hold on.
What's taking him so long?
Hey, Marvin, press one of the keys!
What?
Press one of the keys!
Okay.
See, it's fixed. Tell your son it's fixed.
Jeffy, your piano's fixed.
Really? Give me see. It doesn't sound right.
He doesn't sound right.
What do you mean it doesn't... Ow! This little shit bit me.
What happened?
Well, I found a cat and I was squeezing him every time you pressed a key.
Well, that's not fixing it. You have to take it to school for show and tell. You can't squeeze a cat show and tell.
Okay, look, man. I got blue balls, a cat just bit me, and I can't fix your piano, okay? It's not gonna happen. Just buy another one.
What? No, at least can I have that $100 back?
No.
I need my cat piano for show and tell tomorrow.
We're gonna fix it.
Marvin, I think we need to buy a new one.
Okay, you go to the store and buy a new one, and I'm gonna just throw this one away, and then when the new one comes, we'll just say it's his old one.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, I'm gonna go to the kitchen and fix this, so just stay right here and don't follow me.
Okay.
Okay, Marvin, I got the cat piano.
Baby, what is this?
It was the best one I could find.
It's really small. He's gonna be able to tell us about the original.
Maybe he won't notice.
Hey, Jeffy. We fixed your cat piano.
What the hell is this?
It's your cat piano. Look, it meows. See?
This is dumb. It's too small. I want the big one.
Hey, Jeffy, sometimes it's not about size. It's how you use it. Right, baby?
Yeah, some people say that, but I kind of like the big ones.
Yeah, I like the big one, too. So I want the big cat piano back.
Well, Jeffy, look, there isn't a bigger one, right?
Well, there's actually a bigger one at the store.
Then why didn't you buy that one?
Because it's really big.
Well, then go get that one.
Okay.
April Fool's, Jeffy. This was just a prank.
But it's November.
I know. Isn't that just crazy?
All right, Marvin. How about this one?
Baby, this is huge.
I told you that.
Daddy, I think I like this one more.
No. Okay, guys. How about we just throw this one away because it's really loud. Guys, stop it. Wait, look. How about we throw this away and I'll go find the original one.
Marvin, they're all sold out.
No, I will find it somewhere. All right, so look, just throw this away and I'll be right back. I can't find that cat piano anywhere. I looked online, I looked in the store, I just can't find it. God, I'd give my soul for a cat piano.
Wait!
The devil?
So,
God?
God, what are you doing here? I was here first.
Oh, whatever, Lucifer.
Hey, don't call me that. It is Craig now.
Craig, what a dumb name. Anyway, who are you going to pick? And remember, if you don't pick me, I'm going to burn you.
What a nice guy, right?
Don't listen to him. He's just salty because I kicked him out of heaven. He was double dipping in the cheese dip at my friend's quinceañera.
Everybody was double dipping.
Well, you're the only one I saw doing it.
Okay, so who are you picking?
I think I'm gonna go with God.
Oh, come on, he wins everything!
Yeah, that's right, get to stepping, ho.
I'm out of here.
Alright, so what do you need?
Okay, well, I broke my son's cat piano, and I was wondering if you could make a new one.
Hmm, cat piano. Yeah, I can do that. Just describe it so I can make it.
Okay, so it's like an orange cat, and it's like a piano. It makes cat noises.
Wait, so is its body the piano?
But no, it's like the cat's face, and like the teeth are like the piano keys.
Man, that's weird. You're freaking me out.
Oh, can you just try to make it?
I think I can. Hold on. Is that it?
Hey, that is it! It's perfect!
Yep, it is. Alright, I'm gonna take off. I got a quinceañera to go to. Excuse me.
Oh my god, it's perfect! It's perfect! Alright, Jeffy, I fixed your cat piano!
Meow.
Aw, you fixed it, Natty!
How did you do that, Marvin?
Let's just say I got a little help from God.
Yes, God!
Alright, Jeffy, take it to your show and tell tomorrow.
Oh, I sure will, Daddy! I'm gonna show that boy that he's wrong!
Alright, Crass, today is show and tell. So I'm gonna call you up one by one, and you're gonna come up to the board and show the Crass what you brought. Cody, you first.
Wait, me first? Hold on. Get in your suit, Ken. Okay, we're ready. Okay, guys, so for my show and tell, I brought these Coke bottles.
That's lame!
Loser!
Guys, let him finish!
Thank you, Penelope. Now, these look like normal Coke bottles, but if you turn them around, they have me and Ken's name on the back.
Never mind, that's lame. Loser!
Wow, the best you can do is a Coke bottle, dude? I'm homeless and I'm gonna do better than you.
Yeah, loser!
Ken's a Power Ranger. He's the red one. You see that? That's cool, right? He was in all the shows.
What if you just went to the store and bought a Power Rangers action figure and you're trying to say it's Ken?
No, this is really Ken. He's a real Power Ranger.
Dude, I just found Ken in your desk. That's totally not Ken.
Shut him right out, him.
Hey, dude, no throwing!
Yeah!
All right, Cody, go back to your desk. Joseph, you're next.
Yeah, Joseph. Let's see what you bring.
Yeah. I'm about to knock this out of the park. This is how you do a real show and tell, Cody. All right, guys. This is Tommy. He's a dead squirrel. I found him on the side of the road. He got hit by a car. No, wait. A truck. A Toyota? No. Oh, yeah. It was a Ford. Going 45 miles per hour. Oh, he was drunk, guys.
Thank you, Joseph.
I mean, you can pet him if you want. I mean, he might bite you. He has rabies.
After a crash, you can pass him around and everyone can pet him. Go back to your desk. All right, Junior, you're next.
Thank you, Clash. Ha! Beat that, guys.
Joseph, anybody can grab a dead animal out of the road.
But can you tell the make and model and the speed and the sobriety of the driver through the taste of his blood?
No.
I didn't think so.
Let me go grab my show and tell person. All right, guys, what if I told you that a whale, a pig, and a cow had a threesome and had a baby?
Junior, is that my mom?
Shut up, Cody, I'm presenting. I present to you the amazing talking whale, pig, cow.
Hey, everybody. Mom! Oh, hey, Cody. What am I doing in your classroom?
Ta-da! I heard that this magnificent creature can eat 5 times his body weight in food.
It's true. Catch me at the Golden Corral Buffet on Tuesdays. I'm an animal.
Thank you, Junior. Go back to your seat. All right, Penelope, you're next.
Oh, my gosh, she's going to show us a tits.
Mom, I can't believe you'd embarrass yourself and me like that. Oh, Cody, you know your mommy loves attention.
Yes, I'm still winning.
Yay, it's my turn.
I'll take your shirt off. Take it off.
Shut up, Junior.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, guys, for show and tell, I brought my baby blanket. I've had it ever since I was a baby.
So you got it today?
Shut up, Junior.
Take your shirt off.
I'm not doing that. This is what I brought for show and tell.
Boo!
I think hers is even worse than mine, right, guys? Come on, let's boo her.
Boo! Boo!
All right, Penelope, take your baby blanket and go away. All right, Bori, you're next.
I bet you brought something lame.
Oh, yeah. It's hammer time.
Hey, guys. This is my attitude hammer. I use it to smash things in my bedroom while I listen to Slayer whenever I don't understand things. Like whenever my mom heats up my kids' cuisine and the brownie's molten hot but the chicken nuggets are ice cold.
Thank you, Bully. Now go back to your desk. Patrick, you're next.
Okay, I'm ready. Hey, everybody. For my show and tell, I drank both bottles of Cody's Coke.
You what?
And now I'm gonna do the biggest burp ever.
Thank you, Patrick. You can go back to your desk.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, you're next.
Yes, it's finally my turn.
Yeah, let's see this piano that makes cat noises, if it even exists.
Okay, watch this. All right, guys, for show and tell, I brought my cat piano. It makes cat noises. And I even wrote a song. This is my show and tell project. This is my show and tell project.
Very very cool, Jeffy. Now go back to your desk.
All right, what do you think about that?
A piano that makes cat noises? I don't understand it!
Ah, what are you doing? Stop, 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 stop! What are you doing? Why would you break my cat piano?
That thing is haunted. There's like 1,000 cat souls inside it. That's how it makes the noise.
I'm gonna beat you up!
So, Marvin, how do you think Jeffy's show and tell went?
I'm sure it went fine.
It went bad! Look at this, Daddy!
What? You broke your cat piano?
I didn't break it! Old Bob the Builder ass decided to lodge his hammer in my cat piano! So I beat him up!
Jeffy! You beat up a classmate?
I sure did, because he broke my cat piano! So please fix it, Daddy!
Well, Jeffy, I don't think I can get you another one.
Oh, I need a new cat piano!
I'll call the repairman.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, I heard you needed something fixed.
Yeah, my cat got smashed.
Well, I got one for you. What did Cinderella say when she got to the ball?
What?
Officer Simmons! Officer Guard! Get in here!
You called us, sir?
Look, Chief, I got this dinosaur toy.
Put the damn toy down, Simmons.
Sorry, sir.
What do you need us for, sir?
Well, there's this dolphin going around selling illegal black tar tuna. It's been killing people eating tuna sandwiches. I need you guys to do an undercover sting operation and get this scum off the streets.
Will do, sir.
Can I bring the dinosaur toy?
Give me the damn toy, Simmons! And have this back after you capture the dolphin.
Okay, sir.
Come on, Simmons. Let's get this bastard off the streets.
All right, Simmons, we're here.
Why am I dressed like a dolphin, mate?
Well, he's not going to give black tar tuna to a cop, but he'll give it to another dolphin.
But why did I have to put the dolphin costume on? Why couldn't you put it on?
Because I'm claustrophobic, Simmons. I can't wear a tight costume. Besides, you look good as a dolphin.
Ah, thanks, mate.
All right, so when he shows up, you're going to ask him for the tuna, and when he gives it to you, we bust him.
All right.
Wait a minute, is that him?
Oh, yeah, that is him.
Okay, go talk to him.
Hey, how's it going, mate?
Is that a cop in your car?
Who, him? Oh, no, that's my Uber driver.
Your Uber driver's a cop?
No, we just got back from a Halloween party.
It's not Halloween.
You're right.
Okay, wait a minute. Is that a human head coming out of your mouth?
Yeah, I just ate a human. Yummy.
Oh, cool. Oh, you want to buy this black tar tuna?
Sure.
All right, that'll be $500.
I don't have any money.
Wait, how am I supposed to sell you the tuna if you don't have money?
Hold on. Let me go ask my Uber driver.
All right, Simmons, where's the tuna?
I don't have any money.
What do you mean you don't have money? You didn't bring any money?
No, this dolphin costume ain't got pockets.
Okay, fine. How much does he want?
$500.
$500? We should charge him for robbery, too. Jesus, what's that stuff made of? Let me see how much I have. Okay, I've only got about $140 here. Just give this to him and see how much we can get. We can't arrest him until he sells it to us.
All right. Hey, I'm back with the money.
That's not $500.
I know, but it's all I got, mate.
That's not good enough. I need $500.
Well, could you just sell me a little bit?
No, I only sell the whole can.
Oh, come on, mate. You're busting my balls here.
Okay, Simmons, get the tuna so we can bust this guy. Wait, is that my phone? Why is my phone ringing? Why is my wife calling me? What, Karen? I'm undercover right now.
What did you say, Boyne? You're under the covers with another woman?
No, why would I even tell you that if I was? No, I'm a cop and I'm doing an undercover sting operation.
Sting? Were you stung by a bee, Boyne?
No, I wasn't.
You need to put some Neosporin on it so it doesn't swell up.
Oh my God, Karen, I can't talk. What do you want?
Boyne, the remote died and I need to know what batteries it takes.
What kind of batteries are in there right now, Karen?
I don't know, Boyne.
Well, just look at them. What do they look like? Like, are they small?
All batteries are small, Boyne.
Oh my God, okay, there's small batteries and there's like medium-sized batteries. Like, which one is it?
I want to say yes.
What do you mean, yes? It wasn't a yes or no question, Karen.
Sorry, man. I can't give it to you unless you give me $500.
Oh, come on, mate. I can't arrest you until you sell me some.
Arrest me? I knew you were a cop.
Oh, no, I'm not a cop. Help me, mate.
Karen, I don't know how you don't know the difference between AAA and AA batteries.
I never had to learn, Boydie.
Learn? You don't have to learn. You don't go to school for this stuff, Karen. It's basic life stuff.
Boydie, just tell me what kind of battery.
batteries I need.
Me? You tell me. You're the one who's looking at the batteries.
So compare it to something, Boyney.
Well, okay, I guess like a AA battery looks like a Tootsie Roll, I guess.
Oh, I haven't had a Tootsie Roll in years, Boyney. We should go to the store and get some.
Karen, stay focused. Okay, how about this? How about I just change the batteries when I get home?
Oh, no, Boyney. My show's on. I can't miss it again.
What, miss it? What show could you possibly miss that isn't already on an app that ends in the word plus?
Boyney, just tell me what kind of batteries I need.
Okay, we'll make this easy. Just read the letters that are on the batteries.
Oh, there's a lot of letters, Boyney.
A lot of letters? Like three A's for AAA?
No, there's no A's.
What, no A's? Oh, these aren't D batteries? Okay, read the batteries.
Okay, E.
E.
N.
What?
E. R. G.
No. Karen, you're saying Energizer. That's the brand of the... I'm hanging up. Oh, God damn it, Simmons, what happened? Oh, my God, Simmons, you okay?
Oh, he beat me up, mate.
Simmons, what happened?
He found out we were cops. I need to go to the hospital.
Okay, I'll get you there right now.
Damn it, Guy, how'd you mess this up? Your partner's in the hospital and that damn dolphin's still on the loose.
I'm sorry, sir. It's just my wife called and she didn't know the difference between a AA and a AAA battery and I got distracted and it was just the whole thing.
I don't want to hear it, Guy. Find that dolphin or you're fired.
Okay, sir. I'll get that dolphin.
You better or it's your ass.
All right, Danny. You ready to watch Monsters, Inc.?
I don't want to watch Monsters, Inc. today, Jeffy.
But, Danny, you said we could watch Monsters, Inc. while wearing our costumes. So put your Sully costume on, Daddy.
I'm not putting that Sully costume on.
Put that costume on or so help me. So help me.
No, Jeffy.
Well, I want to watch a movie with you, Daddy.
Me and you, you and me, both of us together.
No, Jeffy, we're not watching it.
But, Daddy, I want to watch the movie on repeat for a month straight.
That's impossible, Jeffy.
Not for Googly Bear.
Stop quoting Mike Wazowski.
Wazowski, you didn't value your paperwork correctly.
What?
You gotta do this favor for me, buddy. The pink copies go to accounting, the future ones go to purchasing, and the goldenrod ones go to Ross.
The abuse. What are you talking about, Jeffy?
Genius, you already know why I bought the movie? To watch it. You know, with the watch and the laugh.
Okay, fine. We'll watch Monsters, Inc., Jeffy.
Great.
Mike Wazowski.
See, Daddy? Mommy gets it.
Okay, I'm turning the movie on.
Kitty!
Breaking news, McKay. The police are looking for a dolphin who beat up a police officer. He's wearing a leather jacket and considered thinned and dangerous.
Oh, my gosh! That dolphin beat up that police officer. He must be really dangerous.
2319! We got 2319!
Jeffy, shut up. Look, I'm turning on your stupid, dumb movie. Who's that?
I love you, Smoochie Poo.
Hello?
Hey, man.
Oh, you're the dolphin from the news that's wanted by the police!